Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Let me see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips. Because if I can get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
37 minutes after the hour. Good afternoon. You are up next.
Hello.
Yes.
Wait, let me turn down my radio.
Okay, sure.
I'd like to say I came across your program by accident, and this is one of the more informative programs I've ever heard. And I've never called a radio show before, but I was drawn to call on this topic.
Yes. Thank you very much for doing so.
Absolutely, and I think you're an excellent interviewer. No matter who your guest is, you're forcing them to answer the questions that we're all waiting to hear the answers to, and we appreciate that.
Thank you.
What's going on in South America is, of course, relevant to everything that happens in this hemisphere, but I feel that the World Bank is committing acts of ass play when forcing people to eat BM on the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, fine. Thank you very much. There is really no telling, is there? I am personally offended by this. Don't do it again. As a matter of fact, I'm not even going to... You're gone. Don't call me again.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
The Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in this company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Welcome to our show.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Lord, you don't know could fill a book.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
No!
Mike, hold on.
No!
No, give us a chance. I think you're going to like.
All right.
The brand new leader.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And we've immediately added to the repertoire of people who like Rob. Wow.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
From a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, and his soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I'm all about making friends.
There you go.
And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger and all the ships at sea.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
They like the girls with the inflatable breasts.
Yes.
Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Thank you, Robbie, and hi, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show. New episode on this Wednesday. And it's November 12th.
Right.
And here's the deal. You know, as we said yesterday, well, hello, Des Moines. Day two.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, early retirement, because the goal's been achieved. It's a regional coast-to-coast show.
Des Moines.
It's a national show, and you can call us from anywhere in the United States at 877-365-3636. From Canada. There it is. Yeah. Call 800-636-1067.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Because the 877 doesn't work up there in the other place. And Washington, D.C., 202-432-1067.
Hi, Don and Mike. Moe's Burbank here.
Well, hi there, Harry and...
Is anyone listening?
Hey,
what happened? Shut up!
Did you wash your ass today?
Someone called for a doctor?
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
There it is.
Okay. Hi, thanks. Hi.
How are you?
Hi, this is Don Geronimo.
Windscreen alert. Windscreen alert.
Hi, that's my...
My windscreen on my microphone smells like BM.
That is Michael Mara.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Hi, I'm having a problem with the windscreen. It smells like BM. Here comes my windscreen.
Hi, here's Charlie Broyhill.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Here's Charlie Broyhill.
There we go.
We change your microphone?
No, we're just going to switch.
What are we doing?
Here
we go.
We're going to switch the windscreen off the microphone because it smells like BM, and I don't think I'd be able to talk on it because I'd have to breathe through my nose.
The windscreen is the thing that is put on the microphone there, so that when you talk into the microphone, like when you spit,
that's much better.
Hi, this is the windscreen.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
He's great with the windscreens. Mine smelled like BM.
How's yours, Buzz?
It smells fresh as a daisy.
I'll put it back on.
All right.
Because it's like you're having...
Because you're the only one that uses it, I believe.
Right. Yes. You're having unprotected broadcasting when you broadcast without it.
No, I just wanted to say we have windscreens so we don't pop our peas.
Yeah, boy.
I don't think you did, though.
How is yours? No. You don't need to take it off to smell it.
Oh.
How is yours?
Mine smells... like white pee.
Oh, God.
Not that I know.
I wonder what that is.
Not that I know what white pee smells like.
Yeah, sure you do.
Into the studio.
Like you've never had some on your fingers?
It's raining men in here.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Hi. Okay.
Very good. Sorry to distract us at the beginning, you know.
We're really going to start the show now.
Okay.
Yes. No, Rob, really.
Okay,
what? Let me know, because all of this is just a closed-circuit test. Let me know the second they actually put us on.
Second the rock broadcast really starts.
Listen, here's the deal. I go to the... Hi.
You got like 10 minutes. So just be cool.
Take your time.
All right. So let's
just... Oh, good. 10 minutes till the real show starts.
Yeah, this is a run-through. So I go to the doctor today,
it's a medical week for you.
Yeah. It's the regular six-month thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to go in, you got to see the doctor, and I got to see Buzz's wife, because Marsha works at Dr. Bombay's office.
Yes, she does.
And I walk up, and I expect the preferential treatment because...
Like for him to have the rubber gloves on before you walk into the office?
I expect, because I've been going for so long to the same doctor, he's a great doctor, Dr.
Exactly.
Bombay, and because Marsha works there, I expect I got an appointment at 9:30, well, I'm going to walk in, and I make some conversation with Marsha, and boy, do I pull a boner, because I've been there for 1 minute, and the little doorway opens that lets the next, patient in, and the ladies standing, the other nurses standing there, she opens the door, and I said, well, Marsha, it's been great talking to you, and I started walking they just opened the door, because
you get preferential treatment, which in doctor circles, you're served on time.
There's five other people who are sitting there waiting, and the lady says, whoa, 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 slow down.
Slow down. You move too fast. Thank you, Charlie.
We're looking for whoever it was, so I had to go sit down. And then the incident that happened, which wasn't really an incident. I guess this stuff happens in this Dr. Bombay's office all the time.
No.
A woman came in. There are a lot of old people, incidentally, in this doctor's office.
Well, any doctor's office, right?
Yes. This morning. And I'm sitting there waiting, and this lady comes in, and she has a giant kerchief over her head, covering her hair.
Wow.
And she's walking stooped, and she has a cane, and she has what appears to be not a disfigured face, but a big, gigantic, oversized, bloated features. And she looked kind of elephant mannish.
Not well.
There's a chance that I could see the doctor before dog.
So,
I am not an animal.
I mean, I'm not, and all of this is happening while I'm standing. Now, because I've realized that I'm not going to be the first served.
Mm-hmm.
I go back to the window where your wife is.
Right.
You know, the doctor's office has the windows where they, the little things, and they open up the window and you talk to them, and then they shut the window to, let you know that they're in control. And they all do that, incidentally. Bank people do it. Everybody does it.
In this case, though, it's, I think, to protect the privacy of the other patients.
Yeah, but Buzz, it's a perk. I mean, it's nothing against all the people that work in that doctor's office are great. It's the same thing in a bank. You know, oh, I wish I could help you, but...
Yeah.
I'm sorry, you have to go to the other teller.
They have a sliding glass thing?
Shut the thing. Well, in the doctor's office, but in the bank.
Check-in window.
In the bank, what they would have is just, you know,
the bulletproof glass.
Well, no, not at the drive-thru. If you walked up, they would just put up the sign.
Right. Iron fence.
The sign that said, please see another teller.
Oh, okay, I understand.
Anyway, there's this woman who looks to me to be tremendously disfigured. And I'm trying very hard not to stare at her while I'm staring at her with my peripheral vision. And nobody else in this doctor's office, all of the five or six patients, and the myriad of young women that are working there behind the counter with Dr. Bombay, none of them say anything out of the ordinary.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, well, this must be like, I don't know, some experiment that Dr. Bombay's doing.
That you're not getting preferential treatment.
With this woman. No, it's not that. Mike, I'm flipped out because I think that this woman, I'm not describing her accurately.
So she's going in front of you because of her condition.
No, I'm standing over by the corner. I've already been told that it's not my turn.
Right.
So I'm going back just to stand.
You told nicely.
Huh?
Were you told nicely?
Yeah, but this is, that's not the point. The point is I went back to.
Well, what the hell is the point?
The woman that had the face.
The disfigured face.
Yes.
But you didn't stare, did you?
Yes, I stared. Of course I stared.
Right.
And no one else was staring and nobody said anything. And then she goes and she sits down and she's sitting right across from me.
Right.
In the waiting room there. And
did your gaze never leave her?
And, you know, it was one of those things. It was, what, Rob?
I was just going to say, I mean, like anything oozing or just like bulging? Or?
No, and then this is why I feel so stupid, because I'm really overreacting to this, and I'm looking at her when I'm trying not to look at her, and
right.
Nobody else is saying anything, and then she, at one point she goes, is it hot in here?
Mm-hmm.
And looking at me, and I said, I don't think so. And
my famous.
And then she lifted up this mask.
Uh-huh.
She had a mask on. It wasn't
like a rubbery mask.
Yeah, a very
like a Halloween mask.
But even more lifelike than a Halloween mask.
A mask?
Oh
my God.
And
did it freak you out?
You ask your wife about this lady
I'll
tonight
have
when
to.
You go home, Buzz. Because she takes this.
What
thing
the
off.
Hell is she wearing a mask for?
And then she took the mask off and she took the kerchief off.
Uh-huh.
Did she look like the kid in the Cher movie? Mask?
No, she had a real problem. No, seriously, that's the type of face. Not now, the guy in mask had a longer face.
Right. Right.
Stop. I want to get this information. Why was she wearing a mask?
I never figured it out.
Trickery.
Now let me I'll just tell you the rest of the story.
Halloween.
And then you make
mask.
Yeah, then you make what you want out of it. So she says, boy, it's hot, and she lifts this thing up. Now, no, there is no uproarious laughter.
Did she smile?
She's loving it.
So she's doing it as a goof.
She's doing this goof, and she takes the kerchief off, and she's got a short gray hair,
right.
And she appears normal enough, but nobody says anything like, hey, lady, what are you doing?
She's always a cut up.
What are you doing?
And did you get the impression maybe she was doing it for your benefit?
Oh no, she was doing it for the benefit of the people who work in the office.
And nobody laughed.
Without giving away any personal information about this woman, maybe you should call your wife and just ask her during
a
break.
I'll get right on
about
that.
The crazy lady with a mask today.
Wow,
this is primarily a medical doctor and not a mental doctor, right?
Right. No, Dr. Bombay. But I thought. You know, I was sitting there thinking, I'm looking at her and thinking, well, God, maybe like a thousand bees stung her in the face.
Yeah,
you
know, no. But it turns out her face was fine.
Yeah, and the...
Here's what I would have done in that situation. Since she started the conversation by saying, does it seem hot in here to you? That would be... I would consider that door open.
So would you say... You're sitting across a room. You're sitting, 15 feet away.
Right. When she said it, was it...
Is it thing hot in here?
Like she had a mask on?
No, because the mouth part was cut out. Now, keep in mind, I wasn't looking close enough, but still, it was a goddamn good mask.
Was it scary?
Yeah, it was not. No, it was the kind of thing
just
you look
oogie,
at.
Yeah.
You look at somebody, and it's that thing where you look at them, and you go, oh, God. And then you look back for a second, and you go, oh, this is awful. I've got to.
We must establish. What
I've got to see more.
We must establish what the hell she was doing.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
but
anyway,
I mean, when she took the mask off, that's when I would have said, "Hey, what's with the mask?"
I didn't because nobody else did.
Did she look maybe kooky? like she might not be quite right.
No, she looked fine. She looked like somebody's grandma.
Well, and it was an older lady.
Yeah, she was like, in her mid-60s.
What the hell is she wearing
you
a
got
mask
me
for?
And
wow.
Nobody asked. So during a commercial, Buzz, call your
I
wife.
I will, first thing.
And ask her what the hell was going on. You know, and then when Dr. Bombay got back to me, And, you know, I'm getting the cherry results.
Right.
You know, I know that we've talked about our weight loss and right. about, you know, I work out every day now.
Right, right.
He now tells me, Dr. Bombay tells me, that he can give me a guarantee that I'm going to live a full and productive life through 2004.
Oh, my God, Don, that's the best news.
After the conference.
Wow.
Today, you know, it's very rare that I... And, of course, there's a disclaimer, you know, unless you get hit by a car.
Yeah, well, right. The usual stuff, act of God.
You do.
But, lightning.
But he thinks that, as I am right now...
Uh-huh. 2004, you don't mean the end of 2003.
No, I don't, Mike. I mean, I got a 14-month window guaranteed for the doctor.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Then I'm going to be alive.
Oh, that is wonderful news.
So, anyway, you know, in reality, he's back there telling me this stuff that you know, my blood pressure is down, and that's good, and I'm getting the cholesterol is good, and I'm getting this. And at one point, I said, hey, what about that lady with the mask? He's the only guy that I asked.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, that was, and at that moment, there was this.
Somebody knocks on the door?
Yeah, and he goes, just a second. Because he's on that little stool that has wheels on it.
Right.
So he goes by the door, and they open the door, and they go, you know, Dr. Bombay, Dr. Detroit is outside. Dr. Detroit has told you right now, Dr. Bombay. And he goes, stay right here. I'll be right back. So he was about to tell me something about the broad.
Yeah. Well, then your wife will probably have insight into that.
I would think so.
So I'm sitting there, and I'm waiting, and Dr. Bombay never comes back.
Oh.
One of Dr. Bombay's lovely house girls comes back.
Mm-hmm.
A beautiful woman.
Oh, really?
You know the one that I like, Buzz.
Nurse.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Nurse B.
Sweet. So sweet.
What's her name? Nurse B.
Nurse B. Mm-hmm. Annie Hall is what she looks like, a better Annie Hall to me.
Really? Yeah. Oh, you like that look.
Yeah, I sure do like that look. I'll tell you another look I like.
Mm-hmm.
As long as I'm speaking freely.
Please do.
That there's a neighbor on my street
mm-hmm.
who I have finally figured out the celebrity she most resembles and why it is such a fantastic combination. And I'm going to sound like a real perv, but it came to me when I was talking to her on the phone yesterday. And she called to talk to Frida, but she's one of those people that, you know, she likes talking. She's
right.
Normal. She's not like me. If I call somewhere and I say, hey, is Mike there?
Right.
And they say, no, he's not. I don't say, oh, well, hey, how are you doing? What's happening? I mean,
right.
that's what normal people
thanks,
do.
You, goodbye.
That's what normal people take it to the next step because
right.
it's polite. I don't, I'm, you know, a social retard like that. I don't do that. So she starts talking to me. And we've socialized with this couple that live up the street from us, and they're very nice. And I hang up the phone, and I thought, I got it. She is the Vietnamese, married to Michael, Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Vietnamese, Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God, that
wow.
sounds hot.
Yeah.
And I'm going to just mention that right now and throw it out there. It's very, I'm mentioning it very briefly because I don't want my wife to hear it. I don't want the lady's husband
gotcha.
To hear it. But I've been harboring that thought for a long time.
Wow.
That's powerful.
And you know, normally I just want to say.
Is she willowy?
To any neighbor. No, she's fine. You know what I mean? She's,
yeah.
She ain't just too... Mike, she's fine.
Yeah, really?
She breaks the...
stereotype.
She breaks the stereotype.
Mm.
Yeah. Uh-huh. She's very nice. She's a wonderful lady. And I would the light bulb just went off. Ah, that. I've been trying to put my finger on it for...
Oh, you know, yeah, I'll bet.
Not literally, but you know, I've been right on the tip of my tongue.
Oh,
you wish.
Now that is so to speak again.
So to speak. So anyway, maybe she's listening. Hello. And Buzz, if you could find out about that.
Oh, I definitely will.
That lady, that would be great.
I'm on it.
Now, a couple of things here. Let's see. Rob and I are going on the road with the Baltimore Ravens this weekend. We're going down to Florida. Flying on the team plane and doing all the stuff with the team, and they sent us the itinerary today, including some of the rules.
Ah.
So at some point today,
well, teams need rules.
We'll let you know exactly what is required of us. Also, football. Now, listen, just if you give me 1 second, Jim McMahon.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you know I'm a Jim McMahon fan.
Oh, yeah.
I was a Jim McMahon fan back when it wasn't cool to be a Jim McMahon fan. And again,
based on some of your experiences, I don't know why you're a Jim McMahon fan.
And again, you know, once again, because everything goes in cycles, we're back to that era. It's not cool to be a Jim McMahon fan. And it hasn't been for about 20 years.
But right. You still are.
I still am. Absolutely. What do we have here? Oh, somebody, hold on.
Yep.
Here you go. Now, love this. Dear Don and Mike, oh, captains, my captains, lead us from the dark and make our days lighter. This is from a guy named...
I love poetry.
I'm sorry, a woman named Lynn Rummels.
Uh-huh.
Rummels! And as you can see, Mike, she had... she didn't go to the Redskins game on Sunday. She brought by her green parking pass.
There it is.
For week 7. And the unused tickets, which are in the pristine form that they come in when you got to tear them out of the little package.
Right.
Redskins versus Seahawks.
Hey.
She didn't go. So good for her. Give her a prize.
That's very nice of her.
She
Absolutely.
Brought those down. That's very nice. Thanks. Thanks very much, Lynn. See?
Mm-hmm. See?
Counting me,
uh-huh.
That's 4 that I know on record didn't go to that game.
And that's enough to make the statement.
Yeah. 4 out of 86,000 is enough.
Perfect. Take that, Snyder.
So the deal is this. Yeah, Morgan in Chicago, it's I don't know, 1981, 1982, long before the Bears are a good team. And
right.
Jim McMahon, who's just kind of a dick, and the Bears are not really good, but I've got a morning show, and I'm talking about him and say I like him. I like the fact that he's such a dick. Now, you couldn't say that he was a dick.
Right. Probably said difficult.
Anyway, so I'm taking crap on the radio show, and they're losing, and he's being a dick. And finally, I get a pass to go to the Chicago Bears locker room.
Right.
And it's after the game, and I'm not going to go unless they've won.
Mm-hmm.
But they won, and it was like a huge victory. And he got done with all the reporters. And I was just standing there, and he had already showered and everything, so I wasn't, you know, like standing there looking at his, you know, thing or getting in his space. I just said, hey, Jim, I just want to say, you know, Don Geronimo from BBM and big fan, big supporter, like the way you run the team, have for a long time, said it on my radio show, just want to say hi. That's all I wanted. Thanks for your time.
Sure, right.
And then he turned around and said, F U. See,
right,
uh-huh. That
the word.
Tell her to have a nice, said,
yeah.
F you, and it was the way that it was said, it was, F you.
Right.
Like that.
That's
and he
nice.
Turned around, and other men, lesser men, would have been disappointed.
Would have cried.
I was happy.
Didn't he give you another one when you saw him at a game?
Yeah, same thing, and that was here.
Right.
In Washington, two
right.
times.
Uh-huh.
On the sidelines, when the Redskins played the Bears. Hey. F you. So, even though I've gotten the F you twice from him, he probably doesn't know me from Jesus, but I remember these. I am so sad to announce Jim McMahon's days as a spokesperson for responsible drinking are over.
Right.
Oh, dear. For the last 11 months, there have been posters up in the Chicagoland area.
Right.
Yeah!
Oh, dear.
Do you hear
Here
how,
we go. Oh,
do you
God.
Do you hear how upset I am?
Nasty. Oh, God, you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
You getting it all up?
Yeah, it's all up.
That's good.
It's all McMahon. So there have been
posters. He gets your juices flowing.
There have been posters up for almost a year now.
Uh-huh.
Posters feature the former Bears quarterback and the slogan, don't be a punk and get drunk. Our servers serve responsibly. Jim McMahon has been the poster boy for almost a year, with thousands of these posters up in the Chicago area.
Right.
Well, Sunday night, he was caught in Florida,
oh, no.
And it was nearly 3 times the legal limit. And
the quote
that he gave to the cops was, you got me, I'm drunk.
I'm too drunk, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm too, you got me, I'm too drunk.
Well.
So anyway, hi, Jim. I still like you, okay?
Wow.
It's a bad thing what you did, but I still like you.
Yeah.
And maybe sometime I'll see you, and I'll tell you that I said that.
And he'll give you an F you again.
Mm-hmm. You'd F you. And then the last thing that I've got, well, I mean, I've got a list full of stuff here. But the last thing that I think we have to at least address in this break is something that Mike and I both share a common passion for.
Yes.
It is a question that we're going to pose to our listeners today, right here, right up front. Really, finally, we're going to ask the question.
This is really important to us.
And we mean this seriously.
We want to understand. That's all we want.
Finally, we ask, Jim Belushi,
mm-hmm.
why? We don't get it. Now, it's one thing to have a guy who's on TV
right.
And you just, you know, you don't get it, but you go, ah, okay. Now, I've got the Nielsen ratings here.
Mm-hmm. This is going to shock you.
And do you realize that Tuesday night last,
uh-huh,
9 p.m. on Tuesday night,
okay,
the number one rated show in its time slot was, according to Jim,
it is a smash.
Yeah.
It had 14.8 million viewers, and it was ranked 17th overall. At the same time, on Fox, the show 24 was on.
Mm-hmm. How'd that do?
8.7 million. 6 million fewer people.
America loves to laugh.
Almost half as many listeners as Jim. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Jim is in 17th place. 24 is in 37th. And, Mike, just for those of us who are fans of the show 24, there's some POS on CBS called The Guardian, which also beats 24.
No.
But it's yes, Buzz. And it handily beats 24.
Wow.
But even according to Jim, has a tremendous lead over that show. So overall,
everybody's watching according to Jim.
You've got, you know, when you look at your top 20 ratings nationally, CSI, Survivor, all the stuff that everybody knows, right? Mm-hmm. CSI Miami, ER, Everybody Loves Raymond.
Right.
Let me know when you get to one that sounds out of place here. Without a Trace, Friends, 60 Minutes, Monday Night Football, Law and Order, The Elizabeth Smart Story, Saving Jessica Lynch, according to Jim.
Stop.
Something's wrong.
Yeah.
Right? So, the question is, and not goofing, but seriously, are there any, like, diehard serious fans?
Well, there must be if the show is doing that well. There has to be passionate fans. We're talking
because we
about it's approaching real top 10 sitcom stuff.
Yeah. We don't get it.
No, not at all.
We don't get it at any level.
This is Jim Belushi. They haven't, like, reconstituted John or anything.
No. No, he's definitely put in the time and baby-stepped to get to this point.
I find this frightening.
Or he is a beloved, and yes, I'm going to use the word now, a beloved television star, and dare I say it, from what I'm reading right here in something called The Media Mix, he could be the next Ray Romano.
Oh. My God.
Now, we don't want people calling us, telling us why the show is popular.
No.
And here's the thing. I mean, we want you to tell us why you like it. We don't want your theories on why it's popular. Because our theory, which we've already incidentally patented, is just that people are dumb.
That's what we think.
And it's a dumb show.
We want you to tell us why you like it.
Yeah, Please step forward. Watch it,
and we will not accept... Because it's funny.
Yeah, only serious calls.
Yeah.
Because, like, for instance, if you ask me, what did I like about 24 last night?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't watch according to Jim. I watched 24 last night.
Right.
I liked the fact that it surprised me, that it moved a bit faster than I thought it would.
Finally picked up.
That the kid with the bag of stuff, the bag of stuff got cut open, and the parents got, and Kiefer Sutherland comes in with the outbreak suit on. And
I am no longer watching 24.
And Mike, Tony... Shot.
Dead?
Well, we don't know if he's dead.
Okay. Doesn't look good.
But here's the thing. That shouldn't have been Tony catching that bullet. That should have been the guy that's stooping Jack Bauer's daughter.
Oh, the young man.
Mm-hmm. But he's now, and he's got one of those names like Carson or Cody or something on the
something
show.
Like that.
No, I know it is. His name is Chase.
That's right.
Of course. Now, what kind of douche name is his kid Chase?
Chase?
Hello, Chase. Say, Chase! Chase, where's your brother Fetch? So anyway, Chase should have gone out, but Jack Bauer said, you know, as long as you're involved with my daughter, I'll save you. Previously on 24. And it was a really good one with a light, and you don't know if the president's doctor is playing him like his ex-wife played him.
I kind of got sucked in and watched Jessica Lynch.
Ah.
That's what I watched.
Ah.
I watched the documentary, not the, you know, well, there's no TV movie on. I watched all about her.
Right.
Well,
very impressive young woman.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. I watched the 24, and it was... It was great.
You know what Falls is when, yeah, and I just wanted to say this, she is, real guts is when, it really could have been easier for her to come out and agree with all the news stories when they were saying, she fought to the death, she
right.
was, and then what she said, I was in the, whatever the troop carrier was, and my weapon jammed, and I never fired around.
Right.
And it goes to show you what, I don't know who's controlling it, but somebody's sharing information with us that isn't all that accurate.
Especially during war, there's government propaganda.
It's kind of crazy. Yeah. And she could have lied and said, yeah, it was because everybody that was around her was killed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and Buzz, I hate to change anything that you said that was verbatim yesterday, but I did research it, and I called Larry Flynt a hero yesterday.
Yes, and been proven correct.
Yes, and Larry Flynt is not going to print the topless photos of Jessica Lynch.
You know what? Right. After watching her last night...
But they're going to get on the internet anyway. But it's not going to be through Larry Flynt.
After watching her last night, I feel strongly about that, and I'm glad he's not doing that, because she's a class act. She really is. I mean, and you get TV, you know, those documentaries, especially when they're... the only thing about the guy that wrote her book, I guess the ghostwriter, the guy that she wrote the book with, I don't know where they dug this guy up.
Stephen King!
This guy looked like a combination of like Travis Tritt and some homeless guy.
So you're saying handsome?
It was a pretty amazing... You don't think authors... Don't you think authors nerd? You think authors are going to be kind of a nerdy-looking guy? You know? And no, not the case at all.
Huh.
She was, it was really interesting watching that. It was. And I don't know. I don't picture her doing frolicking topless anyway, but if it's true, I guess it's true.
And apparently totally nude and apparently aware that cameras were present.
Really?
And that's why I'm in favor of publishing the pictures.
Well then, hey, you know, I don't even know. You know what I have to do, Buzz? I have to
Maybe I got completely
I have
duped.
I have to desensitize myself from this. It'll only take me maybe 10 minutes if I really apply myself to desensitize myself to the situation and then think, Jessica Lynch, who I, you know, before this happened would not have known. Would I like to see her breasts?
Would
I like to see them?
You would.
Well,
as much as I'm...
Then I want to see them.
You know, as much as I really, you know, I like that. I don't know whether Diane Sawyer was duping me last night or not. I'm not sure what the deal.
She's very dupable.
She can dupe people, but I just thought a lot of the stuff she said was pretty credible. You know, and
I don't know.
It's tough. One thing you realize, you don't know really what's going on when we're getting the news.
Right.
You guys should learn this a long time.
Don't believe anything.
You don't know what the truth is. You don't know what just misreporting is doing, or
Mike, wag the dog.
Maybe you're right.
No,
it's all control. It's propaganda.
That's why I don't vote. That's why I don't pay taxes.
Yeah, hey,
right,
watch out.
Eventually they're going to catch up with me on that second one.
They'll be waiting out of your car this evening.
All right, listen, I'm looking at the calls now that Joe has screened. Here's what we don't want to hear. For instance, Tom from Maryland is calling, and what he's doing is theorizing on the situation. Hi, Tom.
Yeah, Don and Mike. How
Tom,
you doing?
Hi there. Now, Tom wants to say that maybe Jim Belushi's show is getting great ratings because of the lead-in.
No, Don, there's two words. Suzanne Plachet.
Get out of here.
That's no theory.
He makes sense.
Get out of here. Here's one before a break. Why Jim is so good.
Ah. Now we're talking.
John.
John Merrill, how you doing, Mike?
Here we go.
John, welcome to Don and Mike Show.
My friend.
Why is Jim Belushi so good?
Well, it's not really Jim Belushi. It's the two hot chicks he's got on the show.
The babe?
Courtney Thorne Smith and then the girl that plays Dana.
All right, now listen, I'll give you this, though. But if what you're saying, I mean, now, when you watch this show, do you get your nut? You know what I mean? Do you beat your meat?
With me.
Do you...
My wife's usually there with me, but I think about it.
Uh-huh. I've watched shows that I didn't really care about if there was a hottie.
I think that's a weak argument. I think it's a weak argument.
I was never the big fan of 24 that you guys are, and I loved Alicia Cuthbert.
I will tell you why that's weak, is that there's no opportunity for Courtney Thorne Smith to be sexy. Yeah, she's hot.
But she's with him.
But hold on. For every time that she's in a sweater and you see some cleavage...
What night is according to Jim? On Tuesday night?
Tuesday
night, Jim eats at the Y.
Yeah, you've got...
Courtney Thorne Smith style.
Now I'm watching. But, you know, you've got... For every shot you have of her where you just see like an inch of cleavage...
You see his big stomach.
Yeah, and his breasts. He's taking his shirt off all the time on that show. You know what? Sir, I'm sorry, and I hate to be the one to bust your balloon. You are a Jim Belushi fan.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yes.
You sound like it.
You are.
What makes him funny?
You know, like I said, I don't really think he's that funny.
But you watch the show every week. Tell me another show that you watch that isn't funny, but you watch just because the chicks are so hot.
Oh, that's a good question.
No. You're not, it's a gym thing.
Yeah, really.
You're not going to get any depth at all.
You are.
And he's lying.
I'm a Courtney Thorne Smith fan.
No, you're not. You're a Jim Belushi fan.
No, you can't. A woman, you can't. She can't carry a sitcom.
Oh, sorry, guys. You got me. I'm so sorry. Jimmy's
right.
My man.
Okay.
There's some honesty.
Thank you. There's some honesty. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Donna Mike.
Jim is my man.
I like you.
I'm a Jim man.
Finally got it out of... All right. Well,
love it when people are honest.
Yeah. We're not done with it. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger. This scene with the enlargement of the press was fantastic, because again, it was one of those things. I mean, in the movie it was used kind of like, okay, if that's what guys would like to see, if this world deals with big breasts, then so be it, I'm gonna just have bigger breasts. But in the audience there was this kind of like, immediately you saw women sitting there telling each other, says, oh, that's a great idea, you have to check out where you get that done, so you can deflate and inflate your breasts on command. It's a whole new concept, because there's some guys that like little breasts and there's some guys that like big breasts, so wouldn't it be nice if he can play both sides?
That's right.
Sometimes even simultaneously.
The Don and Mike Show. They have the best radio show on the radio. Don and Mike.
How great is that? How dumb is that? I bet he watches.
Yeah, how dumb is that?
He believes that. I bet he watches, according to Jim. I bet the governor of California watches that.
Then in the audience, that's what it would be. How good would it be to inflate and deflate your breasts?
All right, so this has been something, really, that Mike and I have discussed. We talk about TV, obviously, a lot on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I got my favorites. Mike's got his favorites. We got our ones that we agree on.
Right.
Buzz watches everything.
Just about.
And has a chart for everything. Don't even get me into that. Kelly, you want just 1 second about Buzz?
Yes.
An insight into Buzz?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you look at the newspaper, and I hope you don't mind me embarrassing you on this, Buzz.
They have a grid. I actually take the grid out of the fall premiere issue of TV Guide, turn it into black and white, blow it up, and highlight the programs that will be on my menu.
That's
where we're going with this.
For instance, you see like how some of these on this grid in USA Today are color-coded?
You know, as much as you like TV, he likes it more.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's pretty
close.
He's
more into it.
Yeah, pretty close.
So, anyway, he's showing me, a couple of weeks ago, we were at his house, and he's showing me, mm-hmm. He says, now look, is pink the one that is recorded by the... You have pink, blue, and yellow on your grid.
Right, each color recorded by a different machine.
Wow.
So, different TiVo type unit.
If you ever...
How many TiVo units do you have?
Three.
So if you...
You have three TiVos?
Yeah.
And a VCR.
Well, you know, it's like Homer Simpson said, if only the networks would give us half an hour where something good wasn't on. and it just isn't. So you can't watch all the channels at once.
So anyway, like, for instance, if you've ever wondered about the show Angel... Yeah, I never seen it.
I'm a big fan. I was a Buffy fan, and this is a spinoff of that.
Just out of curiosity.
Yeah.
How many programs do you watch per week?
I don't know.
Rough ballpark.
Let's see. 25, maybe.
All right, let me go
25 in their entirety?
Yeah.
And I consider myself to be an expert at this as well as Buzz, but let me pick some that I don't know, mm-hmm. and perhaps you can tell me the plot of these shows, and then we'll get your... Oh, what was that? I turned my head.
That was an ice dam.
Oh, I gotcha.
You know when you take a beverage to your mouth and mm-hmm. the ice is coagulated at the bottom of the glass and then... crushes your lips, it slides.
Here's
and collides.
One. I'll tell you, I have no idea. Married to the Kellys. Friday night, 8:30 ABC.
Don't watch.
Buzz, got any idea?
No, not a clue. Avoid
Isn't that about when Tim Sabian was in Chicago?
All right, Buzz. Hold on. Let me see. I've got another one for you here.
Now, I try to be selective. I mean, I watch a lot of stuff, but I try to pick shows that, at least in my estimation, are set apart from other shows.
Okay. All right, that's valid.
All right, so you want me to go not so much to like something like Friends or CSI.
Which I watch, both.
Which you watch.
Mm-hmm.
What about Reba on the WB?
No,
can you tell me?
Here again, wouldn't watch it. I mean, I know it stars a country western star. It's one of the...
All right, what about...
lame Friday night sitcom.
Country and western music.
Oh.
He'll be a country star, Buzz.
Yeah. Boston Pop Public. Who knew that show
Boston
was still
Public. That's not Boston like, Pop Public.
It's a great show. Dennis Miller is the new math teacher on Boston Public, and very hip, very cool. I like it a lot.
Boston Public, good show.
Very good show.
You've been on that one from the beginning.
From the beginning.
I know. How about Navy NCIS? Rob.
No, wouldn't watch it.
Rob's doing it.
The formula. Yeah, me and Dennis.
No, he's not smoking marijuana.
Okay.
What about...
Okay,
Mike.
What about my wife and kids?
No, wouldn't watch that either.
Now, why?
Wouldn't be caught dead watching.
Why? Because it's colored?
No. It's because it's another formula sitcom. And
all right,
but
let's see how balanced you are.
All right.
I'm going to go The Parkers.
I don't watch The Parkers. That's
Eve.
A UPN, right?
Eve,
don't watch Eve.
How about Half and Half?
Don't watch Half and Half. This is the first time
you're disappointing me. I thought you watched much more television.
But like I said, I try to be selective.
Everwood.
Nope, don't watch that one either.
Is that a porn?
No, that's on the WB. What about Threat Matrix?
Nope, don't watch that either.
Are you going to the regular networks?
Yeah. I mean...
Or like the WB?
I gave you three or four UPNs there, but mm-hmm. like...
No, UPNs don't count. It should be ABC, CBS, Fox.
I gave
Fox.
Him the UPNs just to give him some black ones.
Okay, all right.
I understand.
You didn't have any... All right, how about this one? It's on ABC.
Uh-huh.
Life with Bonnie.
I do watch that.
What is that?
It's Bonnie Hunt. It's a sitcom. It's Bonnie Hunt. And what sets it apart from other sitcoms is that... Every week, in the middle of the show, there's a huge chunk of the show that is totally ad-lib. It's totally improv. There's no script.
That's kind of cool.
And it's funny. I like that. I like to
is
see
that,
them...
So you TiVo that?
I do. I like to see them crack each other up.
Mm-hmm. Smallville.
No, don't watch it.
You watch the Daily Show?
Yeah, I do. That's a great show.
That's my favorite show now.
It's a truly brilliant show.
That is absolutely the funniest show on television.
Yeah. Here's a good one, Buzz. And a lot of the kids are watching this. Uh-huh. The O.C.
Oh yeah.
No, not into The O.C. It's another teen soap opera.
All right, hold on. How about now? Here's one that would surprise me: Las Vegas on NBC.
That is a great show.
A great show, and I saw it.
If you like beautiful women, Casino Security,
James Caan, perfectly cast,
doing his best work ever, and a very stylish looking show.
It's very similar. It's kind of got a CSI feel to it.
And it's doing well in the ratings.
It's on against football, though.
I know. It's on against football and Raymond, and it's still getting a good audience.
God, you fags. Buzz, Girlfriends.
No.
No.
But you can watch football in TiVo Las Vegas.
You could, sure.
What about Gilmore Girls?
No, don't watch that either. In fact, I TiVo almost everything so I can compress the commercials out of it. I watch virtually nothing live.
Mm-hmm.
I might watch it the same night, but I'll compress
it. What do you mean, compress it?
Well, like, let's say a show starts at 9 and it's a one-hour show. I'll join it about 9:15, 9:20, and finish it up at the same time the rest of America does, only without commercials.
Oh, so you do it like when it's, oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, that's neat.
Yeah. You compress it.
I program my own life.
That's good.
So, like tonight when you go home,
uh-huh.
Will you have a menu? Will you sit down with Marcia and say, here's what we have available to watch?
Wednesday night, and thanks to the TiVo technology, I don't even really know what's on. I just know that when I go home, there'll be a great menu that I can choose from.
That's good. Well, I kind of like that. You don't do the same thing, do you?
No, generally, I think, even though I watch it all the time, I think TV sucks. Right. Which is why I always end up on the same four or five channels.
A lot of it does.
ESPN,
right.
NFL channel.
Right.
I watch junk like that.
And I watch less TV now than I've ever watched in my life.
Actually, I think that's probably true of me, too. But I do have my favorites.
And I love...
If it's set apart from the
TiVo, too, I love it because it's... And this sounds like a commercial, but, you know, I mean, it's a good product.
Put you in control.
What about Jag, Buzz? You ever...
Nope.
Log
Formula.
On? How about Mismatched?
No.
How about the reality programming?
Not a fan of the reality program. Watch the first year of Survivor. Watch the first year of Joe Millionaire. Okay. That's about it.
No Fear Factor?
No.
What about NYPD Blue?
I still am with that show. I love Sipowicz.
You still watch it?
I love Sipowicz. I love the nudity. I like the New York slant on the show.
I'm going to bet, maybe I'm wrong here, West Wing. Are you a West Wing guy?
I have mixed feelings about that.
It's gone down the crapper this year.
I have been, but the guy who made it what it was is gone, Aaron Sorkin, so I don't care.
Will and Grace.
No.
Extreme Makeover.
No.
Jamie Kennedy Experience.
No. It's Candid Camera.
See, but you knew that.
Yeah.
Steve Harvey.
He's very good, but I don't watch the show.
Right, because he's colored.
No, it's only a sitcom.
George Lopez.
No.
Wanda at Large.
I love Wanda, but I don't watch her show.
Sure, because she's colored.
No, but I've seen her do stand-up, and I think she's great.
Let me Hack.
No, never.
The District. Formula.
Both of those very formula shows. Great all for old people.
All of the Law and Orders.
I used to watch Law and Order years ago, but then characters left and shows spun off, and I didn't care anymore.
America's Funniest Home Videos.
Never, never.
Charmed.
No. Dumb.
King of the Hill.
Yeah, like it.
Malcolm in the Middle.
Yeah, very much.
Alias.
Yes, love it.
The Practice.
Yeah, no, not anymore. No, I'm gone. I have been for a year or two.
Cold Case.
That's not bad. It's okay. It's another CSI type show.
Dateline NBC.
No, not really.
60 Minutes.
No, not usually. Not big on the news magazine.
What I Like About You.
No, never.
Scrubs.
Yeah, very funny. Very hip and different.
Karen Sisko.
Yeah, she's hot and the stories are stylish. It's well done.
Night Calls.
I wish I watched it more, but I don't. Mm-hmm.
Seventh Heaven.
No, never.
Spice Clips.
I'd like to, but I haven't, honestly.
Rock Me Baby.
Nope.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Judging Amy. Come on, no. Don't lie.
Never on a bet.
Don't lie.
No, formula.
Don't lie.
That's Rob's show.
Wouldn't be caught dead.
Anyway. All right, thank you. Thank you, Buzz.
Certainly. Anytime.
A wonderful glance into the life of Buzz.
Yes.
Because you go to his house, and he has this fantastic coffee.
Do you have more than one TiVo?
No. He has this fantastic coffee table thing that turns into an eatery.
Yeah, the table lifts. The surface of the table lifts up to eating level.
Wow. When you go and Buzz, and I want to say this, it was BM that I knew him before more than 20 years ago. He was the first guy to have a room and call it his media center.
Mm-hmm. Wow, and you have one too.
Yeah, well, no, I got a room that's got nice stuff in it, but Buzz has a media.
But you have your cave, and that's kind of your media room too,
yeah,
right?
It's not like Buzz. It's not like when you sit down in Buzz's house and you know. Basically, here's what mine is. Mine is just. I turn it on and I got one button that turns everything on and mm-hmm. I'm set. You go with Buzz and Buzz goes behind and knows where all the cables go and knows where all the wiring is and says I'm getting the input from satellite receiver A here and he has backups as well.
Oh, yeah.
For instance, if there are shows that he wants and he's going to record them on TiVo using DirecTV and there's a chance of bad weather, he'll back it up by recording it off cable on VHS.
In fact, I record everything I watch just in case the phone rings or I have to go do something else.
Wow.
So even if I know I'm going to be watching
isn't
it.
Isn't that
time consuming?
No, not really. You set it once at the beginning of the season. There's the occasional change.
Well, you set it. You put the button. You hit the button that says record everything you watch.
No, you program on all your shows, off the chart at the beginning of the season.
Do you have your CDs organized too?
Oh, yeah.
And your DVDs?
Yeah.
You have that though, don't you? Don't you have all your CDs and DVDs organized?
Some kind of alphabetical order? Or?
Negative.
No?
Negative on both.
Well, how do you find anything?
My CDs are...
You have millions.
My CDs, my wife will tell you, they're thrown all over the floor of the basement.
Okay.
So I go down there and sit with the drum set and I do something and it's like that.
No, that makes me happy because I didn't know you did that and I do that.
I do it for a while and you go, I don't need this one for a while. And
I have a whole... I have a table with a row of CDs and if you go look at them, they're all empty.
Yeah,
because they're in my car and like all over the place, and I wouldn't be able to find them.
Did my wife get pissed at me a couple of weeks ago when she? Now I didn't ask her to do this. Out in the, she, now that Bart's gone, thank God she's got this job. She'll stop doing this nutty crap like compulsively cleaning out the garage.
Uh-huh.
She went to the garage and there's this little area, my area, the nook and cranny area.
Right.
And you know what I mean? You wear a baseball cap to work or something. You throw it in there. You got some papers and stuff. You, mm-hmm. you throw them in there. You get a new CD and you take the old CD out and you just kind of throw it in there.
Oh, have no idea how good that makes me feel.
She got so pissed at me. She was sitting on the floor one day with maybe 100 CDs on the floor and all the boxes. And she said, "These all have come out of the garage. These are all yours." And I said, "Great." And she was actually taking the time to try to find the CD that goes in the box.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm pretty sure...
Futile task.
Now I'm pretty sure I'm not allowed to touch those CDs anymore.
Right.
They're my CDs.
I just, since I've been on my own, I just recently got a silverware divider.
Well, that's good.
You know what I mean?
You mean that thing that goes in the drawer?
In the drawer, yeah.
I used to throw all my stuff in the drawer.
You're a hillbilly.
I'd take the thing out of the dishwasher. You know what luxury is and a time saver? Is to take all your silverware out of that little tray in the dishwasher and just dump it into the drawer. Now I got to put them all in the right spot.
But you know where they are when you need them.
Yeah,
it's right there.
Yeah.
You are a
What do you mean I'm a hillbilly?
God.
And I have everything that matters to me in my bedroom.
Baby, even homeless people. Even homeless people have the separators for their forks and spoons and knives.
Well, I had a home.
Hi, you have a home now. Baby.
Yes, my sweetie.
Here's a question for you.
What?
Remember when it was just a couple of weeks ago, you went through all those CDs that I had in the garage?
Yeah.
I'll listen to a CD, and then I'll think, well, I buy a new one or get a new one. I go, I'll listen to another one. Kind of just leave it out there. And that day that you were sitting down, you got real mad at me because you were sitting right in the middle of the living room. You were just surrounded by all these boxes and CDs. You know, and what I said to you at the time was, why don't you just put... The name of the CD on the box doesn't have to match the name of the CD inside.
You can never find the CD you want, though.
But, honey, that's part of the fun, though.
It's not fun.
And, Mike, maybe you feel this way, too.
I feel the same way when you find something you really dig, and it's a big surprise, and it's a lot of fun.
Like, you're looking at a box.
If you want to listen to some music, and the next person, maybe if you lived alone, you know, you could do it whatever way you wanted, but I would like to be able to find a song I wanted to hear.
I was looking for Norah Jones the other day, and I knew I bought it, and first time I listened to it, I didn't like it, and she became the rage, and I heard it in another environment, and I liked it, so I was looking for it, and I couldn't find it.
Yeah.
But I did find the Doobie Brothers live,
so
and I was perfectly entertained.
Doobie Brothers' Greatest Hits is the perfect example of an impulse CD. I'm in Walmart, and I think I look at it and I go, wow, what a fool believes. I haven't heard that song in a long time.
Right.
So you go, and I like everything else.
Right.
So I buy it.
Minute by minute.
And then you get in the car, and it's like you drive for 10 minutes, and you hear the three songs you like, and then you go, well, this sucks.
Mm-hmm.
So you wait, you get another one, and then you get home, and you just, because you don't want to throw it away, you just put it there in the corner. And she's sitting there in the middle of the room.
Might as well have thrown it away. I would prefer you throw the thing away.
She's sitting there with boxes going, and I said, it's no skin off my nose. If you put a Captain and Tennille CD in an Ozzy Osbourne CD cover.
And CDs can all be replaced.
Now, I'm giving them all to Carrie to sell on eBay anyway.
And besides, with CDs, the technology is going to be there in a couple of years where they're not going to be relevant anymore.
That's true.
We're going to download songs?
Yeah.
We're going to be downloading.
Honey, watch Minority Report. Didn't you see that movie? We're going to get advertising through our eyes.
All that's going to happen.
You'll probably leave your eyes in the wrong socket or leave them in the garage, and you wouldn't be able to find your eyes if you needed them.
And another thing, don't worry about this traffic that everybody's so freaked out about, okay? That's coming.
Again, Minority Report,
okay,
yes.
Well, then we're going to hang on to our house in the boondocks because, you know, it won't matter one day, right?
Right, that's right, because the cars
Yes, don't move to an apartment in the city.
No, it would be a waste to pay the money for a place inside the Beltway, right?
It's a ridiculous idea that you had. And I mentioned that the other day, that we talked about that at dinner on Saturday night, and it was one of the few times, it wasn't anybody out there that's been married for the length of time I have, whether it's 5 minutes or 22 years, it feels the same. When you're given the opportunity, say the truth. When she says to you, I want to move, you know, that's where you have to just say, hold on, you look in your pants, you see what you've got down there, and you say, you look her right back, and you say, I don't want to move.
Well, this is all good in your fantasy world, but it didn't happen that way. But that's all right. If that makes you happy to think that's the way it is.
No, here's what happened. I said to my wife all along, like always, because I'm just like Doug Christie, you know, whatever you want, darling, thinking that she'll never, you know, she talks this way all the time. We're like, wouldn't it be great if we had an apartment like when we were first married? And wouldn't it be great if we lived in the city? And it's like, you know, everything that stands for is what I stand against now. That I like living in seclusion. I like the fact that I don't know the neighbors' names. I like that I wave, but I like that
splendid isolation.
I like
you would I am confident you would not know the neighbors' names of any place we ever would live.
I know, but for instance, when we had that apartment in New York. You know what I mean? You walk into a building, you got forced conversation with people. Mm-hmm. It's not like when you're driving by and you just see them at the mailbox, you go, hi, really, there's no nothing in that.
I'm with you on the isolation. I like that.
So anyway,
I like people, but I like living, far away from
them. And we actually have a very friendly, very close neighborhood, but you're not a part of it.
Well, I try. I talk.
Yeah, you go to neighborhood parties.
I talked to the Vietnamese Catherine Zeta-Jones, she might move her fondue party because I can't attend this weekend.
Well, I didn't even know there was a party this
How
week.
Suburban is that?
Were you supposed to tell me about a party this week, or was it just one you were invited to?
No. She called up and she said, are you guys going to be available this weekend? And I said, no, I'm doing this thing. And she said, oh, it's too bad. I'm making your favorite.
You know
Vietnamese fondue.
I'd appreciate if you just passed on a little
She said she'd call back.
What's Vietnamese fondue?
I don't even know, but she's a great cook.
Even when somebody says they'll call back, just mention it to me. I mean, we don't have enough to talk about, so you could include that. I mean, it's not like we've got so much conversation happening between us.
But, you know, we do have conversation happening between... The problem is, when I tell you things, you ask too many questions. Like, somebody called today with a very simple... It was a call that... And I thought, I got the call, and they said, is Frida there? I said, no. I said, can I help you? And they said, yes. Blah, blah, blah. I said, great. Thank you. Hung up the phone. Called her on her cell.
But you called me. This
5 seconds
I had called
later.
To correct our address because they had sent the...
5 seconds later, I call her up and I give her the message verbatim.
The message made no sense. The message... You said... Oh, they said they got your message and they'll send you a check. What, for what? I mean, I was not expecting a check.
That's the message that she left. I'm telling you,
it made
the reason... The reason you can believe that it's true is that it's all I could remember because you have me so trained now. If somebody calls with a message for you...
You are the worst. I mean, you don't remember anything. The messages you give me are usually... here I am telling you to tell me stuff, but they're usually worse when you tell me stuff because then I get backwards information. It's like living in a bizarro world to get a message.
So when are you guys moving to the city?
We're not. And not, she only wants to because she's going through this phase.
No, you're kicking me off, and I was being a good wife, and you don't even get the concept. I said, here's something I'm thinking about, not here's something we have to do. What is your opinion? You told me your opinion. You would prefer to stay here. Well, that's fine. I don't come to you after I've made a decision. That wouldn't be a good marriage. You, on the other hand, make decisions autonomously and then come to me
the man though
with the fallout
me man
no
me
you
man.
Are too, you're not you're the opposite of being a man. That's being too chicken to discuss it.
Whoa, no. What do you say? Are you calling me the opposite of a man? Because I
when you do that, and it's a decision that usually, well, say it involves something at work, you don't say to come to me and say, what do you think? You come to me.
Like about what?
Give me a deal.
Give me a hard example. Are you talking about content or are you talking about what are you talking about?
A lot of times, if you want something to happen at work, you'll make it happen by just going on the air with it. Or, something you want to happen in our personal life.
Yeah.
And there is never a discussion with me prior to that. It's left to me to...
No, because then it's not spontaneous and people are not hearing it as it's really happening. And I just want to say something. The greatest perk of all of having a radio show, the greatest perk, besides being able to laugh every day and come to work every day and make decent money and be happy at work, the greatest part is that if you worked yourself into the position like I have, you can argue with your wife on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get home tonight, and there's nothing.
Because I'll be at school. But if I operated like you, what I would do is I would have gone somewhere. I would have put our house on the market. I would have signed a contract, and then I would have let you know. Deal with it. That's the way you do. I, on the other hand, come to you while I'm still thinking about it to discuss it with you.
Here's the thing, though. The thing that I do that you say it's headstrong and that I'll just do it, you know, most times it works out for me, and I, with the exception of one car 20 years ago, I've never done that to you. I've effed up a lot, but I've never gone out and bought a house and just said to you, oh,
you couldn't buy a house if your life depended on it. You would never move.
You love to tear me down.
What?
You love to tear me down.
Is that not the truth? I mean, every time we've gone to settlement on a house, how long have you stayed?
When we've gone to settlement,
yes.
Not long. I come in and sign the papers and leave.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You don't like the whole process, so you wouldn't move. No, that's a bad example for you.
No, honey, listen. I've had this thought before. What would I do? What would I do if you died? And it's a thought that doesn't come to me often.
You just go to sleep with a smile on your face when you're thinking
that. If that was the case, I would do, and I always tell my wife, this is the answer, hire somebody. And she always says, where are these people? I know there's some guy somewhere. You just got to say, listen, my wife has controlled the finances in our home.
They're called managers.
For 22 years because I'm bad with money. Mm-hmm. Here's the stuff.
They're called managers.
Right.
Do it.
And then that guy.
The guy takes you for, you know, everything you got.
That guy would be living in the Caymans.
Right. He's in the Caymans, and you wake up one day and he's Billy Joel.
All right, darling.
And you're rooming with Mike.
All right. Well, sorry. I'm not sorry I called because I wanted to ask about the clutter with the CDs.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And Buzz does watch more TV than I do.
All this stuff is just bubbling beneath the surface. You're lucky I'm busy now.
Yes. Boy, aren't I. Boy, aren't I. Right. Boy, aren't I lucky.
All right.
Okay, I love you. And I'm praying. Come on, who's proud of you?
Huh?
I'm proud of you.
Yeah, you know,
you're out there getting it done.
To say, I'm even suspicious that you're happy that I'm not home a lot anymore.
What's to be suspicious about?
You just seem to be enjoying the fact and not missing me one little bit. But that's all right.
You know what it is, darling? I told you this. I'm not the same person that you married. I'm self-sufficient now.
Yeah, but a lot of men who are, you know, are cheating on their wives are calling themselves self-sufficient, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing all day is banging chicks all day. The whole time you're gone.
How's your boss?
That's all I'm doing is banging chicks. Yeah, how's your boss doing? They had lunch with you yesterday. You know, I'm having an affair with. He's sitting in the room right here, honey.
Hi.
Well, I know that. I'm dealing with that.
That's a love that I've never seen before. Nor right. Want to.
No, exactly. Listen, here's the thing. What do you want me? I got to take a break here. What do you want me to do? You go to work, you leave. I'm trying to be supportive. This is where you can't win. I try to be supportive. I say, I'm so happy for you that you're getting your life together and that you're doing what you want to do. And I support you no matter what you do. I'm happy. And she says, are you doing okay at home without me? Like I'm 5 years old. And I say, no, I'm doing fine without you.
It's like you're a latchkey husband now. I worry about you.
Why are you worrying about me? Worry about yourself. I'm fine.
You're not good at taking care of yourself. So I think I love
you. I just went to the doctor today. I'm in great health.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. I don't mean physically. I just mean with the mechanics of life about doing stuff. You know,
I don't want to be married to my mommy. I'd rather be married to.
I left you alone, and remember, you didn't know you had to open the flue on the fireplace, and you were calling it. The flume, anyway.
Honey, how many years ago was that? How many episodes ago was that?
Well, you're lucky to be alive.
We've had a lot of things like that. That things, you know, you're not good. I mean, but when you have to manage.
Why do you just tear me down on a national radio show?
Oh.
Why do you just tear me down?
All right. Well, I'll talk about what you are good at. You're a creative genius. I think.
Well, hey, he's liking this. He's smiling.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, how does this help around the house?
You're in the best shape that I've seen you probably ever. You are a handsome, smart, kind, wonderful hearted man. Your Great. Creative
let's,
side of
let's,
your brain
let's end
is,
it there.
Is works 100%. You amaze me.
That's
all the
a good
time.
Place to stop.
Just stop right there.
Okay.
That's
just
beautiful.
Stop there.
That's terrific.
All right, good.
And be happy with the fact that I'm happy that you're happy.
Okay, good.
When I call Rob at night when you're not at home, when you're working or something, I call him up and I say, you know, damn, I miss that girl.
Oh, I've heard it a dozen times.
Oh, you do not.
I do too.
I hear it every night.
You check our phone records.
Rob, get the cigar boxes out of his car.
Okay.
All right, that's a good boy.
Okay.
All right,
now, this one, it's not enough to control me. You have to control Rob as well.
I'm not controlling it. I'm just ordering him. I'm not controlling him.
All right, darling.
You can do it now, or you can do it, you know, in a half hour. It's Listen your decision, that. Rob.
Why would I be...
I don't know why, but I'm over here grinning ear to ear.
Why would I be unhappy that this wonderful woman is out of the house for 5 or 6 hours at a crack?
She sounds happy. Are you happy, yeah. Frida?
I'm very happy.
Very happy.
You know, I'm doing a good thing with your cigar boxes, which are just a waste of money. If I really had my way, you wouldn't even smoke cigars.
If you had your way, and if I really had my way,
yes,
your head would be in a bowling bag.
Oh, dear. Oh,
but,
no.
But,
no.
But I go to extremes.
If you let me know the minute you want a different arrangement, baby doll.
The minute I want to cut your head off?
Yeah, you let me know.
Okay, I'll let you know. Because it's always right there. But no, I love you. And I love you. I love everything
that.
About you.
I never say that kind of thing to you, and I don't believe that.
You what?
I never would say that to you.
What, they would cut my head off?
Right.
Well, you just said something, that obviously to me affected me as
you're not winning.
What did you?
You know,
I don't even remember what.
What I'm telling you is cigar. You're not winning this one.
It's about cigars. You gotta let me have my cigar.
You know,
see, this is the problem. Why am I saying to a woman, you gotta let me? You gotta let me have my cigars.
Because marriage is a cooperative effort.
Shut up! Shut up!
Are you talking to me?
Marriage is two people.
Mike is just.
Marriage is two people. It's compromise.
I'm not taking marriage advice from you.
I know these things. Marriage is two people and it's compromise.
And you're telling me that me telling you not to smoke is the equivalent of you telling me you'd like to cut my head off.
Honey, we're on the radio. I'm kidding.
I'm on the radio, too.
Of course, I wouldn't want to cut your head off.
All right. Goodbye.
I promise I would not want to cut your head off.
Smoke, inhale, enjoy yourself. I don't care.
Well, technically now you're even because you both threatened each other with death.
Right. Smoke, inhale, hold it in your lungs.
It's a good day.
See,
now you're even. Now I feel like there's closure.
Yeah. All right, baby.
All right.
Listen, I didn't mean to call you to argue. I thought it was funny. We were talking about Buzz and about the CDs. And
you going
to
argue?
Yeah, and there were all kinds of CDs on the floor. Anyway, and you were cleaning up my mess.
All right.
Thanks. Thanks for letting me come to work today.
Thanks for letting you come to work today.
Yeah.
I never stop you from going to work.
I know,
dear.
I know.
All right. Goodbye.
Okay. Thanks for letting me get up today.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Well, that went well. It did. It's marriages. It's two people communicating with each other and finding common ground. And what the problem is with so many of these marriages today...
You're listening to an expert now, ladies and gentlemen.
You know, is that you don't find that common ground, and you don't do the most important thing, which is communicate. Communicate with mutual respect and
love.
How
long have you been separated this time, Mike?
This time? Well, yeah, a year and a half.
Okay. All right. We're going to break here.
So it's mutual respect, love, and it's a little bit of admiration.
Yeah, building up each
both,
other.
Building people up.
All right.
That's what makes a relationship last. Why can't
Shut
more
up.
People do that?
Shut up. Why can't they, Mike? Why can't they, huh? And why aren't there more spouses with their heads cut off, huh?
Do I look happy to you?
When? When? Now? Yes, right now? Yes, you do.
Extremely.
You look extremely happy.
Extremely
right
happy.
Now.
Thank you.
Very happy right now.
Thank you.
You look like you've just watched an episode of According to Jim. You're goddamn happy. All right, well, there it is again. My life spilling out. Sorry.
Hey,
let me put
the woman.
Let me put the cork back in that one. Yeah, I love her. I love her very much. A nice, lovely bundle of gratitude, joy, and satisfaction named Frida.
Yeah!
And I would never cut her head off.
Never. That always seems to get her. Why is she so sensitive?
The whole OJ thing.
Oh, that's what did it. His fault.
Can't get a joke.
Can't make a simple head cut off joke after that. After OJ.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Wait, yo, man, come hit this right here. Hit this.
Oh, yeah.
Hit that.
No, I appreciate it, but I told my wife I wouldn't drink tonight. Besides, I got a big day tomorrow. But you guys have a great time.
A big day? Doing what?
Well, actually, pretty nice till Saturday. We're going to go to Home Depot. Yeah, buy some wallpaper, maybe get some flooring, stuff like that. Maybe Bed Bath & Beyond. I don't know. I don't know if we'll have enough time.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I must say, from where I sit, I am truly enjoying your colorful patois.
Broadcasting in black and white as an infinity cost-cutting measure. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. Hey, Buzz, did you ever call your wife over the lady with the mask?
I forgot. Sorry.
Will you give her a call?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don. How you doing?
Don and Mike. Hi, we're doing great.
Hi, great. I can't imagine how such an intelligent, creative man who's been married for so long could lose an argument so easily.
Now, listen, it's on the radio. It's not a real-life argument.
Hey, you know, there's one thing your wife didn't mention.
What's that, sir?
In all the kudos she was giving you,
yes.
That are you pleasuring her in bed pretty well, or is that there a problem in that area?
I'm never, making gestures.
Mike's giving you the finger. Never been a problem. I give my wife the high, hard one, and she loves it.
That's great to hear.
No, it's not for you, ass. You're a ball buster.
Keep up the good work.
How long have you been married?
15 years.
15 years. Someday would you like perhaps you and your wife to come on the show and you can discuss some of the everyday, you know,
some of your problems,
some of the everyday bumps in the road that you hit?
You know, it's exactly the way you say too. I mean, we have the same problems you do.
And
would you ever like to come on the radio and discuss how your life's going along, cruising at a really nice pace, and then suddenly you wake up one day and everything that you've worked for and tried to build is not where it was, and you thought you had things right, but you didn't do it, and you screwed up again?
Mike.
I'm sorry. I apologize. I sincerely apologize.
And the only reason that I have any anger with this fellow is the fact that he was wondering about my D&B.
I don't know why I'm angrier at him than you are. I don't know, but I am.
I bang my wife all the time.
Hey, I was just busting your balls.
I'll bang your wife.
I will, too.
If my wife will let me.
Now, what's
there you go.
What is your wife's first name, sir?
I'd prefer not to say.
Why?
She might be listening in.
Come on, Mr. Brave Man. It's just a first name.
It's a first name.
Margaret.
Not Margaret.
Margaret.
You can have that one yourself.
That's a made-up name.
Yeah, Margaret's a Maggie.
Okay, that's a made-up
Maggie.
Name.
Maggie. Magpie.
Magpie.
Bye-bye. Buzz, did you call your old lady?
I did, and the story couldn't be more disappointing. It's just a patient who didn't make it in for Halloween, so she dressed up today. That's why you saw the lady you thought was disfigured and then peeled off the very realistic-looking mask.
That patient's whacked.
How come nobody, did you ask Marsha, how come nobody in the office said anything to her like, hey, Mrs. McGillicuddy, your face looks like the Elephant Man.
They just said, you know, nice costume or something. They didn't seem to react. You're right.
Are you sure her name wasn't Margaret? Traveling in disguise.
Margaret.
Don and Mike show. Hello there.
Hey, Don, Mike, Buzz, how are you?
HD, hello there. Hi.
Just was going to say that if John Belushi was still alive, Jim Belushi would have no career.
Hey. Yeah, a bold prediction by a bold man. Mm-hmm. Thank you, sir. Thank you for your thoughts. Bye-bye. Dan Aykroyd, check it in. Let's see. Hello, Don and Mike show. Yeah, you know, we lost all those calls about the people who wanted to tell us why they listened or why they watched the According to Jim show.
Right. Yeah, they weren't ringing off the hook, though.
No, they weren't. We had a lot of people calling with theories, but no one who actually watches it.
Or no one who wanted to admit it.
That's right.
That's what it is.
That it's funny. Yeah, because I love that. What's funny about it? Mm-hmm. Hello?
Yeah, does your wife's S stink or not? When she poops on the white carpet, does she scoop it up and it's actually cleaner than it was when it fell
on
there?
This is one of my favorite parts of the show. Mm-hmm. That because I open up this little snippet of my life and let you hear it.
Right.
Guys like you who, and incidentally, how long you've been with the same woman?
Well, no, my wife talks to me the same way as your wife does. That's why I get irritated.
But the tone
what he's doing is, in his own way, he is trying to identify with you, is what he's doing.
Yeah.
He's actually, you're sensitive because of the last call
with
the ball buster. This guy's actually just kind of sympathizing with you.
My apologies, sir. Yes, they're all the same.
I feel like you work your butt off. Oh.
Would you cut your wife's head off if you could?
What are you doing? What's that?
Now he's listening to himself.
Oh, I thought
so. All credibility has gone out the window.
I'm sorry. I thought she hung up. I apologize.
Do you want to cut your wife's head off?
At times.
See, he's a buddy. Normal.
All right. I think we have our first instant winner of the day.
Even though he turned the radio up, he is still getting a prize.
Yes. What is your name?
I'm John.
Johnny, where are you from?
From Pleasanton, California.
All right, Johnny, you won the four-pack of CDs, the new Peter Gabriel CD hit, Tom Jones Reloaded, The Very Best of Donna Summer, and The Who's Tommy.
Wow.
These are courtesy of Universal Music. Buy your copies at Amazon.com. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, and my mom's a whore, by the way, for three.
Don't worry about that. Don't worry about it.
You see, sometimes you miss it, and he so desperately wanted to be your friend.
Yeah, well, mm-hmm. Donna Mike Show, well, he is my friend.
He is.
I just sent him the very best of Donna Summer. Now, doesn't that say friendship?
That says good friend to me.
Donna Mike Show.
Friend.
Hello?
Good.
Dennis.
It's the Doug and Mike Show, and they'll say what their wives wish.
Now we've gone from ball busting to friendship to another ball busting.
Right.
Doug, of course, being Doug Christie.
That's right.
Okay, right.
But you yourself have compared yourself to Doug Christie.
I think I brought that up. I brought that up myself, but that's okay. I still love you people. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Where are his balls?
God.
They're at the beach. I
doing, Dynamite?
Hey, how could an individual?
Hey, Robert the mailman.
Hey, it's Robert.
Yeah. Oh, is this the Mike and Doug Christie show?
Oh, hey.
That's an old joke. It was just used, Robert.
Robert, how you doing, fellas?
Hey, listen.
Hello, fellas.
You got to come up with something better than that for me, Robert.
Get you, man.
What?
Mr. Pathetic.
Are you talking about me doing the impression of you?
No. Nah, I ain't even worried about that, man, because you do a terrible impression of me.
All right, fools.
That's real funny. Hey, man, I saw somebody's wife juggling balls at Ocean City at the pier.
And, Robert's angry. Robert, are you getting your angry?
I don't know, man. Is it me or is it America is getting tired of Don putting on this show of, you know, being the baldest wonder that he is?
Robert, perhaps it's time America's had enough of you being on this show.
have you
thought about that? You want to talk about if I'm ballless or not?
Hey,
Yeah, okay. There you go.
Robert.
Now let's see. If you hear that sound, you know what that is? That's all of America saying thank you. But don't worry. I've had him on the show because I like him.
Yes, I like him too.
I like him.
He is a lightning rod, he will fight with anyone.
Has America's love affair with Robert the Mailman ended?
I believe it may. You know, only you can control that.
That's up to you. Yeah.
I think you demonstrated that rather aptly.
Hello, I mean, I'll take crap from anybody. It's obvious. I take crap from people all the time.
Right.
But Robert Mailman, you know, come on. I didn't take a little kidding from him.
Mm-hmm.
But even I have my limits, Mike.
Of course.
Even I have
my limits. I completely understand that.
You know, hey, how about this?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't rat you out.
About what?
With Robert.
What about Robert? What did I do? What did you rat me in? But Buzz, talk for a second.
All right.
I'm totally
no, hold on. No. Yeah, Buzz, just a second.
All right. Don's going to fill Mike in as to why Don and in what way Don didn't rat him out.
Yeah, you didn't. Yeah, you could have, too.
Okay.
Yeah, and I was scared of that.
And you know what? I thought that would be my immediate go-to plan.
Uh-huh. Right.
If he wants to fight with me, I thought, boy, I got something great.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
There you go, friends.
Absolutely. I am very, very grateful that you didn't do that, okay?
Wow.
Always a good decision.
Let's see. What is that? That dumb beer commercial?
Yeah, I forgot the name of it.
Patrick Henry guy.
Yeah, I forgot.
Samuel Adams.
Ooh.
That's it. Yeah, Sam. Okay. No, that's a sexy beer. Hello, Don, on my show.
What to do this? Have I told you about my wife, Estelle? I'd like to cut her head off.
Oh, he'd be so grateful to know you're keeping his name alive.
Hello,
what?
Don and Mike. Hello there. Hello, Valerie?
Yes.
Yes. Hi, Valerie.
Pay attention,
Hi.
Valerie. Focus.
I am. I'm right there with you. Thank you, by the way. I enjoy the bantering between the husband and wife on Life According to Jim.
Hey, we have a According to Jim call.
We have an actual fan. So you are one of the 14.7 million people a week that actually watch and enjoy the show?
I do, and I don't watch a lot of TV. I watch that show, and I watch CSI, so they're totally different.
Val?
You know?
Valerie, do you enjoy it because it makes Jim look stupid?
Gee, I'd say yeah.
Oh, and, Rob's got something.
And perhaps
I like to be
men?
Really... Well, here's the deal. Here's what I like.
You're not going to get a word in edgewise, Rob Spiegel.
No. Not without a bowling bag.
How about this guy's... How about this woman's husband?
Go ahead, Valerie.
My husband... Hunter and Gatherer.
What, Valerie?
I said my husband's a hunter and gatherer.
Val.
And he doesn't like sports. So, Val. I what can I tell you?
All right, Valerie, thank you for calling.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was great.
So he hunters and gatherers scorn.
Bye-bye.
He's a hunter-gatherer.
Honey, are we having scorn flakes tomorrow morning?
Yeah. Honey, let's go down this weekend and see Rob Becker's defending the caveman.
Funny. So funny. Oh, look at the stupid things that my husband does.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, Don.
You know, hold on a second. I'm proud to tell you that show has been running.
How long has that been running?
12 years.
Mm-hmm.
We've never had the guy on the show.
Right.
And now that he's going out of business, he's tried one more time.
Right.
No thanks.
Bravo.
No thanks.
something. You know, there's something about it that just pisses me off.
There's a show that's been running here in Washington and then up in New York for a while with a guy who basically comes out and his whole thing is that men are cavemen and, you know, we are the hunters and the gatherers. And it seems like a one-bit joke to me, but, you know, more power to him. The guy's been doing it for 12 years. And he gets.
How about guys scratching?
But he gets away with it.
Well, I mean, there's so many shows in this town in Washington, D.C. that have run for a million years. You know, I mean, you know, the Capitol Steps.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Sheer Madness.
Right.
Crazy Tuna. What's that tuna show?
Hot Tuna. Greater Tuna.
Crazy Tuna.
A Tuna Christmas.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Arch loves it.
Hello, oh, Don.
Yes.
Don, can you hear me now?
Yes, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I just wanted to make an offer for you. I've got years of listening to you and Frieda, and I've called before about offering you some free counseling. Family counseling.
This is a guy, I remember this guy called last time.
This guy's called before. I'm not going to lose it like I did with you before.
You've got to be ready by now.
Because you got to know that it's a show, and I'm sorry.
Well, I do know it's a show.
Okay,
right?
Then. End of discussion. Remember back in the day, I would have let that guy go on for a long time.
Absolutely. And you know, it would have ended ugly.
Yeah.
Almost. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, Mike.
Yes, hi.
How you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Hey, Don, am I listening to your show or am I listening to the freaking Jim show? What the hell is this?
Hold on a second. Now, hold on.
Wait, I'm confused.
I get what this guy's saying.
What you doing?
And I hate to pull back the curtain, but I'm going to have to say, if you have a quickie... I'm sorry, a Yankee card. If you've got the Yankee version.
And now I have to say this disclaimer.
Hey,
food store is not affiliated with the New York Yankees.
Your wife got your ball so bad, you're giving out gay CDs. What the hell is this, Don? Come on, that's why I did that giveaway.
Rub them.
That's why I gave away Peter Gabriel, Tom Jones, Donna Summer, and The Who, because my wife asked me to. Now, here I was going to give you a little credit. Now, hold on. Just bear with me. If I understand, you're calling and saying that Frieda makes me look like John Belushi.
Bingo!
Or Jim Belushi.
Jim Belushi.
Okay. If
bingo!
That, okay, now, congratulations. You have won the Captain Obvious Award. You have won the Captain Obvious Award at your local Don and Mike Yank It,
featuring Twisties.
Now, you don't need... I'm going to tell you something, because you are Captain Obvious, you don't need the ticket. You just walk into your local Yank It and you say, hey, it's me, Captain Obvious.
They'll know you.
Don, my mother's a whore. Eject, damn it, eject!
Thank you.
He's telling you to hang up.
All right, bye-bye.
Gone.
There you go. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, it's Homo Joe here.
Homo hey. Joe! Finally, a woman that I can talk to.
There you go. You know, I just might need some counseling myself, because remember, I was married and divorced, but I killed the one I loved the most. So, you know, maybe I have problems, too.
You killed the one? Wait a minute, you threw that in there.
Well, my one lover died after 15 years. I guess that's the only way to get out of the relationship.
Yes, but you didn't kill him, Joe.
No, I didn't kill him. But
you got to let go of that guilt, Joe.
Yeah, I did. So how you guys doing?
Joe, the name of the young Puerto Rican boy you're smoking right now?
Raphael.
Raphael. Oh, oh, never changes.
That's a bad thing, isn't it?
Are you still growing vegetables for soup?
I am still growing vegetables for soup, and it's getting better every year.
It's amazing. Joe has so many layers. Homo Joe, you know, really the most famous homosexual that's on this show.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also feeding America. And,
that's right.
Joe...
Yes, sir.
In the gay world, is the popularity of the Jim Belushi show as dominant as it is in the straight world?
I absolutely hate the show.
Yeah, not popular.
But what about your homo friends?
Well, the real queenie guys love it, you know.
The queenie guys,
the ones who dress in drag and such, they love that show.
And that comes from a noted gay agrarian, Homo Joe.
All right, thank you, Joe. We got to run.
Okay, thank you, guys.
All right, talk to you soon. Goodbye. Bye. It was Homosexual Joseph. And if you had Raphael, Raphael, go to the Yankee.
I seriously think his farm provides vegetables for Campbell's soup.
It does.
Yes, I believe so.
Chunky and regular.
It does.
Cream soup.
Oh, God. Shut up. Cream of mushroom soup. dicks. With chunks.
Yes, it's obvious.
He writes. Is it not?
Yes. The Don and Mike Show.
Is it obvious?
Yes.
Is it really? JFK. What about those who don't get it?
Well, they're just not going to catch up.
White teens?
Northbound Beltway accident before 66 ties up the left side. And the drive getting past it. Out of the start with Florida Patrol Road. Westbound 66, the accident after the Beltway's been cleared. Chatted brought to you by the Fannie Mae Foundation. Join in the fight to prevent and homelessness. 16th Annual Help Homeless Walkathon, Saturday, November 22nd.
Oh, the thing is on.
For more information, please call them. 1-877-WALK-HTA.
Grab back.
You're Buckley Donna Mike, Show WJFK.
Grab back.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And listen, if it's any help to you, I think you did the right thing.
Really? You're not just saying that.
No, 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 I mean it. Really. But you two didn't get along. You said it yourself. All you ever did was fight.
You're right. Thank you. Thank you. That's all we ever did. I'm telling you, we fought and fought, and then we had great sex.
The Don and Mike Show.
They're guys, guys. Don and Mike.
All right, I'll level with you here. We've just got too much stuff.
Too muck and putch?
I'm going to save the itinerary for Rob and I flying on the Baltimore Ravens team plane to Miami for tomorrow.
With the rules.
All right, saving that for tomorrow.
Okay.
Now, in this break, we could either continue listening to the Arnold Schwarzenegger T3 commentary.
Yay!
Mm-hmm. We also could start to listen to the Jerry Lewis telephone tapes.
Oop.
We could also finally have our discussion about plushies and flurries. Or not flurries.
Furries and plushies.
Furries and plushies.
Uh-huh.
But not the way that we've thought of them before on the show, the way they were on CSI.
Right.
I've got, and really, you know, we got to start doing some of this material that I actually do collect for the show, or I have to buy a bigger bag.
A bigger valise?
Yes, because I've been carrying around, I think this is all good, the 50 most hated TV characters of all time.
Mm-hmm.
The greatest phobia list of all time.
Do you want me to carry some of that stuff around? I can keep it in my pocket.
That's okay. Kelly Ripa.
Uh-huh.
An article behind the scenes, a really bad article about Kelly Ripa. The 10 most... Mike, I got this. I saved this one for you.
Okay.
The 10 most expensive divorces ever.
When did you get that?
I've had it for a while.
Oh, man.
I've got a whole big thing about sex experiments.
Ooh,
that
really?
That we've not gotten to.
Wow.
We've not gone through.
And then you bring out, like, a second satchel.
And we've not, and we've
that,
not,
that's not a good way to carry
we've,
stuff.
We've
no.
not gone through the tabloids.
That's going to break. That's going to break good, down that, there, that X thing that you
there
have.
There are good things in the tabloids. Then we have songs that listeners have sent us, CD songs. And we also have DJ tapes that have arrived at the station from guys who want to work
here. Those.
And I want to add to that today, also, clipped from Radio and Records magazine. It's the holiday season, so you get the DJs, and I feel bad for these DJs, who are out of work and out of luck.
Mm-hmm.
They take out ads.
Right.
It don't cost nothing if you don't have a job.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, every once in a while, we've called someone out of one of these position sought ads.
And we've hooked them up with a radio station.
We've tried to help them out. So we've got all of that. And I still haven't even talked about the Broyhills and the dog at the radio station,
mm-hmm.
My brother and his vasectomy, and Smokey Rivers.
Smokey.
So much. Those would be some of the things. So what do you think? Now, I wasted 2 minutes telling you what we have.
Well, it's easy for me.
What?
It's the most expensive divorces.
Okay. All right, maybe you're not the right person to ask.
Oh, come on now.
Maybe you're not the right person to ask.
Seems to be the theme of today's show.
Well, no.
Marriage and all that, you know, and heads and bags and stuff. That's it.
That was one comment I made.
I'm just joking.
One very astute comment.
Thank you, Buzz. Hey, Buzz, thank you for backing me up.
Certainly.
Thanks. Not like you've never had the thought before.
I never. In fact, I never have.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great.
I just listened to you talk about what you wanted to do, which bit you want to do. I'm a new listener, just started last week, and I would much rather listen to you guys read out any list than have to listen to Schwarzenegger talk.
So Schwarzenegger bothers you?
Well, not Schwarzenegger in general, but any recorded crap.
Yeah, but it's so funny hearing him. All right, though, thank you. And remember this, on the Don and Mike Show, your vote means nothing.
It doesn't count.
Yes, Robbie.
What about Jerry?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
That's Rob's favorite.
Hello.
Jerry. Jerry.
All right,
Jerry.
There you go. Jerry, go. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, Donald.
Yes.
Don and Mike and Rob and Buzz.
Right, we're all here.
That's us.
You've done the list before, and we appreciate the list very much, sir. Can we hear one of them?
I've not done the list before.
No, no, he's talking about in general. You've done lists before.
Oh,
he wants to hear a list.
We love it. I love all the titles.
But the thing is, did I hear anyone call for a vote?
No, thank you.
I don't believe anyone did.
No. All right, bye bye. Yeah. Well, here we go. How about we just pick something out of here at random?
Yep, go ahead and get into that divorce file.
Just pull. Now, Mike, I don't know. I'm not
going to be something of sex experiments came up.
I'm not sure if that's going to be the best.
That's
right
okay.
Now.
You know, I'm being selfish, and I'm probably not thinking about entertaining the listeners.
What we have here.
For my own personal good. Personal well-being.
Rob's pushing his agenda on me, too.
Rob's over here. Jerry takes
Rob,
at you.
Now, Rob, look at this. Look at I already got, we got this bit we want to do here.
Yeah.
We got this bit we want to do here. We ain't got time for this.
Well, this is a matter of urgency because we're almost out of the Labor Day season.
Not to be confused with the, it backs right up to the holiday season.
All right, all right. I was going to give you just a wild card one then.
Wild.
It's wild. But know that I'm doing the show prep. I'm doing the work.
Oh, yeah, it's obvious.
I mean, I'm trying to do better.
I think you're doing a fine job.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes we got too much.
Yeah.
Too much S.
That's what it is.
It's too much. Phobias.
Ah, good choice.
I'm going to go to the phobia list. Mike, you'll get over it.
Okay, no, I'll be all right. I'll be
and
fine.
Incidentally, you're number 7.
What's that? I'm on the phobia list?
No, on the most expensive divorces.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
And number 10.
Oh, dear. Okay. Touche.
Can you name this phobia?
All right.
I'll tell you it's a phobia that is befallen a few members of the engineering staff.
Okay.
And let me just say, not Wendell.
All right.
Okay?
Very good.
It's ablubatoba. Ablubatobia.
Fear of. I'm. You know, you're setting me up to be cruel here, and I don't want to.
No, I'm not doing.
Fear of weight loss.
No.
Rob, you don't need to laugh that loudly,
please. I'm
sorry. I'm in trouble already.
No, Mike, it's a fear of bathing.
Oh, well, we both made friends then.
Okay. How about, let's see.
And incidentally, we are fat guys still. We can make fat jokes.
That's right. Yeah, hold on. Let me get one here for you.
And, you know, if you're going to go through these, I don't want to. It helps if you put it in perspective like you just did for me to guess the phobia.
Okay, well,
I mean,
unfortunately, a lot of these are going to be applied to members of the engineering staff.
Oh, no.
It's just the way. How about basnophobia?
Basnophobia?
Basnophobia.
Fear of good music.
No, that's an inability to stand up.
Really?
That's a phobia.
Basnophobia.
Wow. That's a real.
Like you're so paralyzed with fear that you can't stand?
That's right.
Fascinating. Wow.
That's right. Okay, here's one for a guy who used to work here, who used to suffer from this.
Okay.
I'm not going to say his name, but what he suffered from is charophobia.
Marty Basnophobia.
No, come on.
What is it?
Charophobia, C-H-E-R, and has nothing to do with Cher, or it's charophobia, Cher or charophobia.
Mm. Charophobia.
Mm.
I would think Cher, derivative of cherub.
That's what I think.
Angel, like
no.
Little... No?
No.
Not a fear of
babies.
Was somebody used to work here? Is it Andy Rice?
It's gaiety. Fear of gays.
Fear of homosexuals. Well, I thought that's homophobia.
Well, no, but it's different because it's not... I'm trying
fear
to...
Fear of gaiety, like gaiety being happiness?
Yeah, right.
Ah. Fear of being happy.
Right, never mind.
Well, that's everybody that's ever worked here.
Here's one. Here's a hint for you.
Good.
Alan Linewand is immune to this one, to this phobia.
Okay.
Not a chance. If you have cremophobia, cremotophobia, and your hint is that Alan Linewand will never catch this phobia.
Fear of being cheap.
You're close. It's a fear of money.
Fear of money.
Fear of money.
Hi, Alan.
Let me see. how about...
Well, you're going to get this one from the name of it. Coitophobia.
Coitophobia, fear of intercourse.
Fear of coitus. Oh. Yes, that's right.
Wow.
Now, here's what I'll tell you that I have. Okay. Denipophobia. Denipophobia, and I have it, not as a goof.
Fear of the ass.
No. Buzz? You want to guess?
The fear of dentist. I don't know.
Fear of dinner conversation.
Ah.
That's true.
Do you really have that?
You know me. I'm not a social person. I would say
phobia.
Hold on. Here you go. I'm trying to find one for. Mike, do you know what urotopia is? Urotophobia?
Urotophobia?
Oh, yes. That is, you're afraid of female genitalia.
Oh, wow.
Oh, now here's one you got, Mike.
You're not afraid.
Like I said, that one about myself, this one I mean for you. Gamophobia.
That's a popular one. I've heard of that.
Gamophobia. You could be on the posters for this.
Well, it's not fear of flying, which
you
have.
No, but you could be on the posters for this. Gamophobia.
Something I fear.
Yes.
Something I really fear.
Yes.
Fear of alimony?
Close.
Fear of sobriety?
Fear of marriage.
Well, I am on that poster now. Yeah.
Here's one that Jim McClure would have.
Big Gum Jim.
Genophobia. Genophobia.
Genocide. Maybe. Geno.
No, you're so wrong.
It doesn't sound like Jim.
It's fear of chins.
Fear of chins?
Fear of chins.
Genophobia.
Okay. How about... let's see. We got all the homo ones here. Ifipalophobia. Robbie, you got the pronunciation on that? Looks like Mr. McZipolix.
Ifipalophobia?
Ifalophobia, I think. Ifalophobia.
Fear of lisping. Ifalophobia.
Fear of penis.
Well, that's a big, big phobia.
Erect. Seeing. Thinking. Touching.
Fear of a... I don't understand the erect in there.
I'm just reading them, Mike. I'm not writing them.
So is it a fear of the male appendage in that state?
It is. Well, here's one that...
Like my favorite joke. Reminds me of my favorite joke.
Which is?
About the college co-ed that goes into the biology class, and the professor asks her to write out on the board a picture of the male appendage.
Yeah.
And she draws it in a full state of attention.
Right. Correct.
And the professor says, no, Mindy, we want you to draw it the other way. And she says, what other way?
Bada bing! Hold on. Japan.
Well, now, have you given it away now?
Japanophobia.
Fear of Japanese people?
Correct. And color me guilty.
Oh, stop it.
No. Color me guilty.
No.
Hey, Rob.
Yes?
I hope you're on meds for this.
What's that?
And I swear to God, I'm not making these up. This is from networkofminds.com, the world's greatest phobia list. It's got over 5,000 phobias.
Wow.
Judophobia.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I don't think it requires any explanation. No?
Fear of Jews. Yeah, you're right. You wouldn't have that. You're not afraid of them, Rob.
No, right.
Let me see. Okay, here's one. Here's one for... Who haven't we picked on today?
Who haven't we picked on? That's a loaded question.
In the
staff?
Among ourselves, who haven't we picked
Buzz
on?
Buzz has not had a phobia assigned to him yet. No,
Buzz, congratulations. The doctors tell me that
what
you
do
have...
What do I have?
You have metomalcophobia.
Metomalcophobia. I don't know what that is.
That is a... you're afraid, you're scared you're going to lose an erection.
You wouldn't want to lose that.
No.
I think we should all be afraid of that.
I think so. Here's something that I know I'm not afraid of, and I know you're not either. I'm a fan. One
Ragomophobia. It almost sounds like Domo Arigato, Mr. Roboto, but it is one Iragomophobia.
Christensen.
You know, I'm doing my best.
One armor.
Anyway, it's a fear of wet dreams.
Really? Anyway,
who's afraid of wet
don't
dreams?
Don't be afraid.
I say bring them on.
Mm-hmm.
I like
more the merrier. I like two or three a night.
And I like having them when I'm awake. let me see. Hold on. I'm going to find one more. One more. There's kissing, love, thinking, wealth, beards, politicians, the color purple. These are all things. These are all things people are afraid of. There are phobias of.
What's that? Fear of bad Whoopi Goldberg movies?
Ah, Mike, what about if you have scabiophobia?
You're afraid of picking scabs.
No, you're afraid of scabies.
Scabies? Rightly so.
What if you have, here's now in Eden, with Satanophobia?
Fear of the devil.
Yes. And what if you have rectophobia?
Fear of your own butt.
You're afraid of getting a disease, a rectal disease.
Mm-hmm.
What if you have puppaphobia?
You're afraid of puppets.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That is correct.
Puppaphobia. I like puppaphobia, too.
Yeah.
What do you think I am, some kind of puppaphobic?
What if you are...
I think a lot of people have puppaphobia.
What if you have spermophobia?
You're afraid of urine.
No, you're afraid of Europeans.
Oh, thank you.
No, I'm kidding. No, of course.
Thank you.
Of course, it's urine or urinating.
Yeah, and of course, if you were afraid of urines, Europeans and urine, it would be you're a urophobia.
Now, here's a weird one. Virginophobia.
Phobia or phobia?
Phobia. But it has a T-I. It has virgin... And then IT phobia. Virginophobia.
Virginophobia.
Okay.
Fear of deflowering a virgin.
No.
Fear of being deflowered.
Fear of rape.
Ah. Oh,
fear of rape. Well, I was like ending on a high note.
There you go. That's a pick me up.
Here you go. Here's one that I think. Hey, let's hear it. Let's hear it for our phobia of the day. Now I gotta get it. See, I've done this alphabetically, and I'm all the way down to the V's now.
Mm-hmm.
Here you go, Mike. How
about you down to the V's?
Well, because it goes A to Z.
It was a vagina.
I know. Okay. Yeah. How about? Oh gosh. Ideas, knees, large objects, left side, fun, fur, nakedness. Oh, here you go. What about if you suffer from osphresphobia? Osphresphobia.
Fear of watching the Osbournes?
No, that is fear of your own body odor.
Oh, well, I mean, I think everybody should have a good healthy fear of that once in a while.
Of course,
if you had a fear, you wouldn't check yourself.
I got a million of these. Buzz, let's just see if you happen to know what parentophobia is.
Fear of parenthood.
No, it's a fear of young girls.
Another silly phobia.
Thank you, Buzz. we'll come back to this another time.
Very good.
As I said, there's like 5,000 of them. And Mike, one that I know, hey, who can't? Imagine this. In our society, you go to a doctor, and the doctor says, I'm going to have to put you on meds because you suffer from A-R-A-C-H, Iraq, I-B-U-T-Y, Arachabooty?
Aye.
R-O. Arachabooty row.
I just like having you read them. Arachabuterophobia.
And now hold on. Now someone's going to...
Arachabuterophobia.
Someone's going to point out here I'm horrible at pronouncing. there's no pronunciation guide here. Hello, hey, Melissa?
Yeah.
You're horrible at listening. There's no pronunciation guide on these things. How would you pronounce A-R-A-C-H-I-B-U-T... Y-R-O-P-H-O-B-I-A.
Well, I can't remember all those letters in my head. At least you get
the... Wow, but you're the big critiquer.
I'll give you an easy one.
Well, no, I can pronounce things.
I'll give you an easy one. One that doesn't have quite as many letters. How about... Oh, here you go. O-C-T-O-P-H-O-B-I-A.
Again, I forgot the letters, but it sounded like octophobia.
See, that would be correct. That would be, and I knew that one, octophobia.
Well, that's very easy. But, I mean, that's okay. I just, whoever's decision was to let you read them was a pretty good decision, because that's pretty much the funniest thing about this whole bit, is that
this,
you can't pronounce the name.
This whole bit.
Uh-huh. This sketch, bit. This comedy sketch.
Sketch. Did I mention the one, we're going to have to delete this out. But did I mention C-U-N? I hope enough of that got through before I had to. Did I mention that?
Not yet.
I just did. Honey, a lot of them are, you're pointing out the obvious. Like the guy who pointed out.
Yes, it's another, and now it's a Mrs. Obvious Award.
The guy that pointed out when I put my wife on the area, I put myself in a Jim Belushi situation.
Right.
Yes. Same deal with me reading this. You're stating the obvious. That's the funny part. But thanks for pointing that out. Tell me, will you be calling Jay Leno tonight and pointing out the funny parts of his show?
I don't watch Jay Leno.
Okay. Good. All right. Can you go now?
Sure.
Okay. Bye.
Can you?
I can.
Can you? And before you go,
might be too late.
You're gone.
God.
All right. So how would you pronounce A-R-A-C-H-I-B-U-T-Y? R-O-P-H-O-B-I-A.
I'd have to have a big, stiff drink before I...
And you're going to have to... You're going to die when you hear what it is.
Yeah,
but
probably.
You got a guess?
No, I have no idea. Spiders.
How to say that, though?
Yeah, no, I wrote it down, and I can't pronounce it.
You have a phobia of having peanut butter stick to the roof of your mouth.
Oh, God.
And for that...
That's too big a word for that.
For that, they gave it that word.
It's simple. It should be skippy-phobia.
They gave it that word.
Right. Because it's only a jiffy-phobia.
That's
right.
Peter Pan-phobia.
What? Now, don't get crazy. Is that your favorite flavor?
Yeah, it is. I do like me the Peter Pan.
Peter Pan.
Oh, we got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Get off my ass. I'm trying here.
Good God, man.
Who?
What are you waiting for? The time is now. Make this switch to singular.
Or you'll be sorry, Pee-wee Herman.
The Sony Ericsson T226 is free after a $20 mail-in rebate or so, and has a free camera attachment.
What was that?
With a $50 mail-in rebate.
It's quite a phone. Were you doing something, Buzz?
No, it sounded like the phone.
What the hell was that? It sounded like a lightning storm.
The Sony Ericsson
T2...
Someone's on the phone.
It was the phone.
How could that possibly...
Hello, are you on the phone, sir?
Yeah, I am. I wanted to talk about...
No. Hold on. The Sony Ericsson T226 allows you to take pictures and email instantly because it's wireless internet capable. It has a lovely 512-color full-graphic display.
He's calling on singular.
You'll love the Tasty. Picture color ID, and it can download games. Wow, it'll make your dreary life fun again.
Let me just ask the guy on the phone. Sir, do you love... The client, do you love Singular Wireless?
Absolutely. I love them very much.
Good. Thank you. 1-866-SINGULAR, and make sure you tell them that Don and Mike and some listeners sent you.
There you go.
WJFK, the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Listen, my friend. I am a supporter of the gay community. I wore a red ribbon to the Emmys. I have been to several Elton John concerts.
What does that mean?
Elton John is a gay.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Yes, we are, and...
This is Scott Thompson saying Don and Mike are a gay.
Right.
No, they're not retarded. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, and we play that solicit there because we take phone calls. Lots of times we go on the entire show, we just take phone calls. Something curious. Someone's on hold. I'm not going to take the call because it's a stupid trap to fall into. We get this every once in a while. I can't believe how mean you are to your callers. Somebody, Mary's calling to say that now. Mary ain't getting on the air.
Right.
Here's the deal. If you stop and look at what we do every day, if you have the time to, and Buzz does obviously, because he's got his grid, his TV grid.
Right.
But the thing is, we take lots of calls. We take live calls and unscreened calls.
Really, more calls than any show of its kind in the country.
And I think overall, if you listen to the tone that we take with the people that call, that the percentage of favorable
response that we give our callers, I would have to say, really, unbiasedly, is about 80%.
Right.
And about 20% we go, maybe 15% we go, and about 5% we go off on.
Right.
If you are one of those people that thinks that because you're calling a radio show, even if you're going to say something absolutely stupid that's just going to piss me off or piss Mike off, that we're just going to sit back and take it, then you got the wrong radio show.
Right? No, and really, I think the vast majority of the calls are give and take, and that's what it's always been on this show. And that's important to point out. And the give and take can be ball-busting, it can be fun, it can be. But we have fun with the vast majority of the callers that call this show.
And
that's why we love it. It's really what we love. I think Don and I agree on this, that we love that part of the show and always have more than anything else,
and
is taking the phone calls.
And incidentally, Mary... Well, she's hung up already. That's too bad. Hey, Mary, you should know that along with the assertions that Mike and I are no longer funny anymore, that we only phone it in now, that we were much better 15 years ago, that all of this stuff, the one thing that we've heard since day one we've been working together, and I heard it even before I ever met Mike and was working on my own, was always, you're too mean to the callers.
Right.
You're too mean to the callers.
Yeah.
Listen, grow the frig up. Think about the times people have called the show. We've had a nice conversation. We say, hey, that's funny. You're good. Thanks for the info. You only remember when the one idiot calls.
That's right.
And I got one right now, and I'm going to spotlight it.
Very good. Let's spotlight an idiot.
Because all it says on the screen is, if it's one of these calls, I asked Joe to put him up, and then it's my choice to put him on or not. It's a guy named Glenn who says he can pronounce these phobias.
Oh, very good.
That we found problems with, that I found problems with.
Well, you spelled it out for the last lady, and she wasn't able to do it.
Are you ready?
I'm here.
Okay. O-N-O-M-A-T-O-P-H-O-B-I-A.
Onomatopoeia? I don't know. I called in for arachnobutyrophobia, guys. That was a while ago.
Mm-hmm. What was that one? What?
Arachnobutyrophobia was the peanut butter sticking to the roof of your mouth.
Arachnobutyrophobia.
What about...
Yeah, I know you're over it, but I've been on hold for a while.
What about... Hold on. R-O-D-I-P-H-O-B-I-A-N-I-A-N-A.
Wow.
Yeah, you lost me in that one, guys.
Well, why don't you take, if you're going to be, can I? No, I'm not going to give him the suggestion.
Don, Mike, in all fairness, I didn't say I was
You've given him time.
But it says on the screen, though, I can pronounce those words.
No, I said I could pronounce arachnobutyrophobia. That's the first word.
I don't know whether you're pronouncing it correctly.
Pardon?
I am wondering whether you're pronouncing it correctly.
Well...
Because you have something in the middle there that's kind of like, almost sounds like you're catching a wet bird.
Can you spell it?
No.
I'm wondering how you would know, because
it's arachnophobia.
Here's the spelling on it: arachnobutyrophobia.
Well, the pronunciation we were given when we had to say this word in a production was arachnobutyrophobia.
And would you spell it one more time for me?
Sure, Mike. A R H C H I B U T Y R O P H O B I A. And I say to anybody out there who challenges me, and I know that I can't read good under pressure, which is part of the funny bit, which is what Miss Obvious got there.
Arachnobutyrophobia.
Yeah.
Arachnobutyrophobia.
It's easy to announce.
No, wrong.
Wrong. Hey, I can't speak.
No,
well,
you added something in there. It's arachnobutyrophobia.
We'll keep the extra.
See this?
Sorry. Hey, I really called to say I come down from New York once a month. I hear you guys for about 3 days a month, and I love you guys. I wish you were out of New York.
I wish that you would catch
arachnobutyrophobia.
That's it, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. And now someone to tell me the reason I can't pronounce these words.
Ah. Because
God damn it,
Dave.
Nobody can pronounce anything with peanut butter stuck to the roof of their mouth.
Okay, see now?
I thought somebody was going to bust your balls.
No.
Did you know that was coming?
Yeah, I knew that. That was
sorry,
a funny
see, I don't have the screens in front of me, so I don't know.
I take it back, because it doesn't say, it just said, reason you can't pronounce those words.
I thought it was somebody who was going to be busting your balls again.
I
think
you've
had way too much of that today.
That's what I thought, too.
Arachnobutyrophobia.
Wow.
a mouthful.
I tell you what, I'm
what
not...
you said was very funny, sir, and I'm sorry I said God damn it.
And I tell you what, I'm not going to have after this show today. Uh-huh. I mean, I'm going to be wiped out of this phobia.
Uh-huh.
This would be a mephophobia.
A mephophobia.
Emetophobia. Emetophobia.
Spell it.
E-M-E-T-O, emetophobia, P-H-O-B-I-A.
What is that?
That is a fear of vomiting. And I'm not going to have any fear. When I go out to my car tonight and think about today's show, it's all going to come out.
Sure. It'll be a love of vomiting.
Yeah.
Yeah, not a fear.
How about, now we're doing the same thing again. We got to do a different break. Because now,
right.
You have pen and paper around.
Yeah, do you want to stop now?
Yeah. You're just getting into it
warming
right
up.
Now.
Yeah.
You're just warming up.
I like to look at the new ladies.
Sorry, that came out of nowhere.
I'm kind of proud of nailing this arachibutyrophobia.
That really
Hello.
Is good.
Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
I just wanted to call to let you know that it doesn't matter. You guys hang up on people. You're mean to people. But that's your guy's image.
Thank you. Goodbye. So you wouldn't... I wish we had the... So you knew that I was hanging up on
you. Yeah. You really hit it hard.
And you know what I'm thinking?
Arachibutyrophobia. Show off.
Okay, show off. Yeah, this is the sound we need right here.
Yeah, that's a great sound.
Yeah, it sure is.
Yeah, but you don't get that anymore.
That's like somebody breaking somebody's nose.
Get off the phone. Ow! Moron. Listen, it's Wednesday, and we all know what that means. It's Craig Wilson Day, and frankly... The Craig Wilson that's in the column today, mm-hmm. the column in USA Today,
yes.
has nothing for us.
Oh, it's now, not a good one?
Now I've got a surprise go-to, Mike. The Craig Wilson today is about real heroes and who we can all learn something from real heroes.
Okay, it's one of those. God, he's got to get one of those a month.
So what we've done is gone back to, October 15th, 2 weeks ago, we didn't read this one. This is not one that anybody on the show made up.
Mm-hmm.
It's the final word, Craig Wilson, and the headline is $6,000 for a shower curtain? That's really cleaning up. And why don't you deliver it? And the good news is, spotlight on my man, Buzz.
Oh, very
wow.
good.
Now, Buzz?
I will rise to the occasion. Fear not.
With your best list.
You got it.
With your best list.
I'll do what I can.
Here you go. It's, Hi, Mike.
Hello there, Don.
We're not reading it this week.
No, that's, of course, is the final word.
By Craig Wilson. And now here's Buzz.
$6,000 for a shower curtain? That's really cleaning up. I don't know Dennis Kozolski. All I know is he's in a bit of a bind these days.
This is your gay voice?
That's the best thing.
That's the worst gay voice I've ever heard.
Okay.
But go ahead. It's funny.
I'm loving it. Loving it, Buzz.
Once CEO of Tyco International, he and a colleague are now in court, accused of stealing $170 million from your shareholders. Their trial began last week with prosecutors quick to tell tales of $18 million apartments, $5 million diamond rings, and a $2 million birthday party on Sardinia.
Let me just say, we just threw this on Buzz at the last moment. We didn't give him any advance.
No,
no,
we threw it right into his lap.
A party I somehow missed. Probably just as well. But I wouldn't have minded seeing the life-size ice sculpture of Michelangelo's David.
Now, Buzz?
Yes?
I have a suggestion.
All right, please, yes.
Continue, but...
Hold on, let me pause it then.
Mm-hmm. Continue.
Yes?
And make it as gay as you can without the lisp.
Without the lisp.
Okay.
You got it.
Just be...
Let's practice.
All right.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
You are looking super today.
And you're looking well, too.
Yeah. Hello, Mike.
Hello, Don.
How are you?
Just fine, thank you.
You see the bitch outside.
Well, absolutely.
He said to me, what are you doing coming in the building at this time of the day?
I have to scratch his eyes out a little bit.
We see you, Buzz. We're still lisping. It's just a little.
It's a masculine, more low-key.
As opposed to this, which is just you're over the top.
Hello!
Very subtle.
All right, so Buzz?
Yes?
Be the gay man.
Okay.
Here we go. Back to $6,000 for a shower curtain.
Probably just as well, but I wouldn't have minded seeing a life-size sculpture of Michelangelo's David. This one even had a feature the original doesn't. It spouted vodka.
All right, hold on a second. You know, I think we may have to prep Buzz. Mm-hmm. We may have to take a second to prep him.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I mean...
What does it say about Buzz that it comes very easily to you and me?
Buzz, repeat yes. after me.
Okay, I shall.
This is Craig Wilson.
Yes, you beautiful hunk of man.
Yes, you beautiful hunk of man.
Okay. All right, that's good.
Thank you.
He's ready.
I don't think he's ready yet.
Well, only time will tell.
He's not quite gay enough. How gay are you, Buzz?
Apparently not enough.
What's your percentage of gaydom today?
It's probably around 15%.
How high can you make your voice go?
How high? I can't.
Try.
I can't, Mike.
Would you try for us, Buzz?
This one even had a feature the original doesn't. It sounded vodka.
It's as high as
how
it's
low
gonna
can
go.
You make it go?
How about doing a lisp and doing your really, really low voice?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
listen,
boy.
Big boy. Like, yes, it's working. Yes, sir.
Hello, do you like it, big boy?
There you go. I think that might work.
But with the lisp.
Just a touch of a lisp.
All right.
Let's just do a run-through. Just give me the first couple of lines. I won't even play the music.
I don't know Dennis Kozalski. All I know is he's in a bit of a bind these days.
That sounds like you're doing, a commercial.
I can't. I get him. I'm sorry. I'm trying. I'm doing the work. I'm baby stepping.
He is. Fun. He's giving. You know. He's giving it his absolute best effort.
You got high, low, and I'm all over the road.
I'm not going to bail on this like we bailed
good
on Charlie Broyhill.
Please don't.
Charlie Broyhill is not talented and cannot read. He's a great producer, but he's not talented on the radio and he can't read.
We're just trying to figure it out. We're trying to get it. We're trying to make it work.
Yeah.
Now, where are the gays when we need them?
Yeah.
We had Homo Joe a while ago. Well, we need. Well, what am I saying?
Maybe after every sentence, if you do a little.
Well, okay. Now you do. Paul Lynde is in your rep. In your
why don't you do Paul
a
Lynde?
Don't be ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. All right,
like that.
Closer.
Mm-hmm.
No, Mike.
No, I think it's good.
No. Come on.
No, it's good. It's good.
See,
it's horrible.
You looked away.
It's not working.
Just be honest.
But I want him to keep trying.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Don.
Now, come on.
I'm trying.
Come on.
Okay.
Act gayer.
I'm trying.
This is like a recording.
For heaven's sake.
All right. You want to just forge ahead?
Sure.
All right.
I thought everybody we're about to break very soon though. We have to either make bait or cut.
All right, let's go.
Okay. From the top or from where we left off?
Oh God, no, not from the top.
All right. But what intrigued me most about all these excesses was the fact that Kozalski reportedly showered behind a now infamous $6,000 curtain.
All right, hold on a second. Hey, Rob.
Yeah.
Step up for a
not
second.
Not reparable. Huh?
Just step up for a second. This is me. Something tells me this will come easy to you.
Thanks.
No problem. It comes easy to me, too. And
me.
And Mike.
Uh-huh.
Hi, Rob.
Hi.
How are you?
Well.
I don't think we've ever had you do this on the show, have we?
I don't think you have.
That's my problem. I can't go up high.
It might be the high voice thing.
What would you say to Bob about his performance as a gay man?
I'd say be a dear and just do what comes naturally.
Well, I think what we'll do is break for commercial.
Uh-huh.
We'll give Buzz one last chance.
I'll rehearse and rehearse.
Yeah, now, see, that's closer,
that
Buzz.
That was better.
That's closer. You might want to go see if Aunt Fez is here yet.
Excellent. Work like a Trojan.
See if Aunt Fez is here.
Yes, Aunt Fez can coach you.
If Aunt Fez is not here, then perhaps we'll have to go with Rob.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I don't know if Rob's you've never done it before, right? That's the whole gag.
Never have.
Hold on a second. What's the number to engineering?
898.
Very good. This should be really super special.
You think Wendell Hall is still here?
Oh, I'd love to hear him do it.
That'd be great.
Our engineer.
Has Wendell been in the building today? I haven't seen him either. He might be hiding, bitch.
Personal day.
This is a good column.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, someone more qualified than I should perhaps handle this.
Glad you appreciate the material.
Hi, it's Wendell Hall in WJFK Engineering. Anything you say may be recorded for broadcast, so please leave me a brief message with your phone number and name and what you want to talk about. I'll call you right back.
Okay. I'll record your message at the tone. When you're finished, hang up or stay on the line for further options.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Thank you. If you'd like to add to your message, enter 1.
No.
To listen to it,
yeah.
2. To re-record, enter pound.
You'll never know who called.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Thank you. If you'd like to add to your message, enter 1. To listen to it, 2. To re-record.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Thank you. If you'd like to add to your message, enter 1. To listen to it, 2.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger. Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Thank you.
Is it cruel of
me to add to your message?
Do you want to add to it?
1. To listen one more. To it, two.
Yeah.
To re-record, enter pound.
Well, hold on.
One. Hit one.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Thank you. If you'd like to add to your message, enter one. To listen to it, two.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger. Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger. Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Am I the only one who hopes he checks that at about 4 o'clock in the morning?
One. To listen to it.
No.
Two. To re-record.
I want to send it with urgency. Oh, is that it?
That's it.
We're out of options.
Thank you. Okay. Your message has been sent.
You're welcome. All right, well, there you go.
If you need further assistance, enter pound now. Thank you.
You've reached the WJFK business office.
Dan.
Our regular hours are 8:30 a.m.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
All right, good.
I can't get the Austrian muscle man to stop calling me!
So, Bob, here's what you do during the spot.
Okay.
You work on it.
I will.
As you mentioned, it is a good column.
I work and work.
You work really hard. And, Rob, you'd be ready to back Bob up.
Maybe you could just stand and back at him while he's reading it.
Could you coach me? Yeah, you know what, Bud?
Yes.
If you manage to pull this off.
Yes.
This will be a come-from-behind victory for you.
Yay!
It will be. It will be.
We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Why'd I get mixed up with that bitch?
Because she got a great ass! And you got your head all the way up it! Jesus. Ferocious, aren't I? When I think of asses, woman's ass... Something comes out of me.
The Don and Mike Show. They will do you well, Don and Mike.
You practice, Buzz? You know, I don't live in there. Actually, I went over to Buzz's studio to say, you know, basically, no hard feelings. I don't like putting pressure on Buzz to say,
we didn't
tell him about this before the show.
Right.
Don't worry.
Mm-hmm.
And when I walked over to Buzz's cubicle during the commercials, as I walked in, he was going... And then I said,
rehearsing!
That this was what I had to do.
Sounds like he did some rehearsing, though.
So how are you feeling now about reading the Craig Wilson column?
I am ready.
He is ready.
I think the method acting here is over the top.
Dare I say, take it from the top?
I think we have
dare
to.
Dare I say, take it from the top?
I think we really have to.
Please. And I want to also point out, Buzz is not wasted on absinthe.
It might help, right. Actually, but no.
He's not wasted on absinthe. And now, Mike.
Yes, this is the final word
by Craig Wilson. Reading this week instead of me and Mike, here's the Buzz.
$6,000 for a shower curtain. That's really cleaning up. I don't know Dennis Kozlowski. All I know is he's in a bit of a bind these days. Once CEO of Tyco International, he and a colleague are now in court, accused of stealing $170 million from their shareholders. Their trial began last week with prosecutors quick to tell tales of $18 million apartments, $5 million diamond rings, and a $2 million birthday party on Sardinia. A party I somehow missed. Probably just as well, but I wouldn't have minded seeing the life-size ice sculpture of Michelangelo's David.
Oh, right.
This one even had a feature the original doesn't. It spouted vodka.
He's talking about his D, right?
Mm-hmm. But what intrigued me most about all these excesses was the fact that Kozlowski reportedly showered behind a now infamous $6,000 curtain.
Really, Greg?
Mr. Kozlowski is a big man, and maybe he needs a bit more fabric than the rest of us, but $6,000 seems like a lot of cloth. From what I can gather, it wasn't even all that exceptional. Court reports say it was a floral pattern in shades of gold and burgundy. For that price, I want Singing Angel. Something that at least screams... Take note, you Philistines. This is a $6,000 shower curtain.
Yeah. All right, now you got it.
Into character,
he's
Buzz.
Got it. Roll with it, Buzz.
I'm sure Kozlowski sitting in court is having some buyer's remorse right about now. I know I did when I bought mine. I still can't believe I paid $34 for that thing.
There you go, Buzz.
But who am I to point fingers?
Who are you?
I've made some foolish buys in my day, too. A Renault Alliance comes to mind. The good thing about that transaction, however, is it didn't cost $6,000. It was such an ill-advised purchase that I finally just gave it to my brother, who drove it back home to Minnesota, and although it didn't make it to Minnesota, it blew up in Chicago. But the one good thing you can say about shower curtains is they rarely blow off. Kozlowski's curtain got me wondering what I would pay $6,000 for.
What would you pay, Craig?
If we're staying in the world of bed and bath, I think I'd go for sheets.
God.
But then I read more accounts of the trial and saw he'd already done that. Some $5,900 worth of sheets.
He didn't say whether that amount covered one bed or a house full of beds. He's got the thing. He's got the harmonizer on.
He's trying to do the thing. You're doing a good job.
I have a hunch it might be the former.
Might be the former.
Even so, that makes a bit more sense to me. I don't know about Mr. Kozlowski, but I rarely roll around in my shower curtains. Sheets, yes, and a nice high thread count always makes the rolling all the nicer.
Oh, God.
So I'm not going to begrudge him his $6,000 shower curtain or his sheets. Besides, one man's shower curtain's another man's dog. I just paid $354 to have my dog's teeth cleaned. The price included putting her under for the procedure, the cleaning, the removal of 5 decayed teeth, and the reward of the freshest breath a 13-year-old Wheaton Terrier could ever hope for.
Oh, God.
Worth every cent. Right about now, I'm sure Mr. Kozlowski's wondering why he didn't take baths instead of showers. Maybe he should be wondering why he didn't just buy a dog instead of a shower curtain.
Oh, dear.
Dogs rarely come back to bite you in court.
Hey, the final word, Craig Wilson.
Well, Buzz,
today, Buzz,
you stepped up to the plate.
Here you go.
With what I have to work with. It's still amazingly uncomfortable, but you stepped up to the plate.
Buzz, you know what? You know what? You've made us to the featured performers.
Yeah.
Like on Saturday night where they would say,
cool.
Starring John Aykroyd and
Dan Belushi.
Dan Belushi.
Right.
And featuring Bill Murray.
Right, wow. Right. Now Buzz is in the featured performance.
That's very
right.
Cool.
And
thank
you know,
you.
Why do they do that? And Buzz, congratulations.
They do it on Mad TV also.
Yes,
I was
do.
Just going to say they do that, and it's like a giant diss to the people who have secondary roles.
Right.
And I know they have secondary roles. Speaking of secondary roles.
I always called it the Cunningham credit because they always gave it to Tom Bosley at the end of Happy Days. Everyone was just their names, and then it was... And Tom Bosley as Howard Cunningham.
Well, that's spotlighting. That's
you know,
a different thing.
No, there's the same thing on CSI, where at the very end, the guy who's Brass, the guy who's
right.
The cop, that Paul Giuliano, whatever his name
Kyle
is.
Kyle Foyle.
It says, and I've always thought the same thing. It's a perk. It's like
yeah,
a little...
It's, you're
it's
spotlighting
a,
it.
It's a handy.
It is.
You're getting manual release because you're getting
right.
And as...
Exactly.
Well, let's set Buzz aside then. Mike Elston as Buzz Burbank.
Perfect.
You know, Buzz, we're ordering new jingles for the show.
Yes.
And we're ordering name shouts.
Uh-huh.
And here's what got us going on this. I'm ordering one for myself.
Uh-huh.
For when I talk about, like, my life at home, like I did today with my wife,
right.
It's going to be Mike Source, because, you know, it's my real name.
Right. Michael.
And Michael Source. That's right, Rob. We'd sign on Michael. And the one we're getting for you is... Michael Elston as Buzz Burbank.
That's great. I love
right?
That.
Right? That's what we're thinking about.
That's nice.
That's how it stands right now.
So everybody gets some new jingles.
That's cool. Those will be useful.
And Buzz, here you go. Here's some feedback.
Oh, good. I'd like honest feedback.
Hello, Scott.
Hey, hello. How you doing?
Scott.
Yes.
Hello, Scott. Go ahead, Scott.
Buzz, you kind of sound like Andy Rooney.
Yeah, I know.
All right,
yeah.
There you go.
That's fair. The first feedback out of the box.
That's hello, fair. Don that's and fair. Mike show.
Yeah, Buzz,
mm-hmm.
Your reading of the column made my sphincter pucker.
Wow, now there's the first real compliment.
That's a rave.
Yeah, I take that as a compliment. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
You can relax now.
Spastic colon wave.
Isn't that wonderful? Thank
hello,
you.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, I have a request.
Yeah.
Buzz, please do the booze in that voice.
Oh, hey, now you're somebody that really loves it, but no.
No, we've got to have Buzz in this regular voice.
Jesus, wow.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Buzz, that was great. I don't know what happened to you during the commercial break, and we probably don't want to know, but you sounded great.
Yeah, right.
I just want to say thank you, Fez.
Thank you, sir.
There you go.
All I know is George was standing outside the men's bathroom guarding it.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
And thank you, Joe.
Hello.
For that.
Don and Mike. Oh, hold on. Line one. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Yes.
Hi, I just wanted to lend my support. I think you did a fantastic job.
Thank you.
You need a little bit of work, but hey, you gave it the old college try.
I did indeed. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Now,
nice.
I'm gonna guess in my gaydar that this guy really is...
No, he's not gay.
The real McGilla.
No, not gay.
Are you or not?
Am I? Excuse me?
Are you really gay or you just do a better voice than I do?
Am I gay?
Yeah. Yes.
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 Well, I would like to consider myself bi, but that's really, I guess it's up to society at this point.
Well, come on, just tell us. We're just trying to figure out if you're goofing or not. I believe that you really are a sea sucker, and Mike thinks that you're not.
A sea sucker. Oh. Well, in all seriousness, I couldn't be straighter.
There you go.
All right, thank you for the answer.
Does that mean I have better gaydar than you do today?
In that case, yeah, you got it.
I don't know whether I'm happy about that or not.
Yeah, Mike, you are king of the gays.
Thank you.
All right. King of the gays. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Buzz, I love you, but I don't know what was more painful, you saying it or me listening to you say it.
Well, oh, my.
My apologies.
Now, come on, please, everybody. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, yo, Buzz.
Yeah.
You my nigga, man.
Oh, wait, thank you. Thank
no,
you.
Hold on, excuse
thank
me.
Thank you, my friend.
Excuse me.
Yes, my friend.
He's my nigger. Excuse
That's
me.
That's right. Buzz handled his business, so, you know, he automatically qualifies.
He does.
Okay,
absolutely.
All right, business. Well, then, you know what, Buzz? You're our N-word, then.
I couldn't be more proud.
Yeah, everybody. You're everybody's N-word.
And thank you for maintaining the non-three-times rule. You know?
What do you mean?
Because once it's said three times, didn't your friends say that's when it's trouble?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's why
that's
just,
when it's
I was
trouble. Right.
Trying to make sure that...
Mm-hmm. But the new year is just around the corner.
Oh, God. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
You know, I have to... Hold on a second. I have to get his permission, because I found this out the hard way, that you can't... If somebody leaves you a message on your machine at home, mm-hmm. you can't call up, even though it was left on your machine, and play it on the radio. You right. have to get their permission.
Right.
Rules. I'm going to have to call Leon, and I am really going to have to get his permission, because he left me, speaking of that,
right.
last night, the funniest, without a doubt, the funniest message, the high definition
right.
for Fox
right.
was kind of screwy.
It was. Mm-hmm.
Earlier in the day. And I was thinking, oh, Frieda and I like watching 24. We like watching
right.
in high def. So I put a call into him.
Mm-hmm.
And the message that I got back is so funny. Because he's not mad at me.
No.
But he's annoyed that this... He goes, hey, hello, are you there? Hello. Hey, listen. Hey, Mayan, are you there? Yo. All right, listen. It ain't nothing but a thing, okay?
I want to hear it.
It's a problem. It's a problem to have it on a low, you know, whatever he says. It's not your software.
Ah, good.
It's not your TV.
Good.
Don't worry about it. Then he laughs. He goes, Mayan.
I'll bet he gives you permission.
Yeah, I'm going to call him tomorrow and ask him his
good.
Permission to play it on the air, because it is so goddamn funny. Anyway, hi there. Sharon.
Yes, Sharon. I love Buzz's voice. It sounds so cute. Especially when he giggles after he's doing it. It sounds so cute.
Well, thank you, another woman that loves you, Buzz.
Thank you, Buzz, Sharon. You're so cute.
That's very nice. And, you know, we get jealous when we get those
calls.
You're
so cute. Sure. You know, we
get a little irritated.
We walk through that bit for like 2 years every week.
We don't get cute.
No, we don't.
We don't get cute on any level.
Oh, everybody thinks so.
No.
Come on. Yes.
Don and Mike, horse hockey. Everybody looks good at cowboy hat. Hello.
Shooters.
Don and Mike. Hello.
And now I have a mental picture of the three of us
Hello.
With those little parenthood cowboy hats.
Lisa.
Yes.
You're on the air, Lisa.
Buzz is awesome in anything he does.
Listen, here they come now.
Thank you.
Here they're coming forward. How many years have we read that column?
What the Craig guy? At least 2 years.
Yes.
At least 2 years.
We're awesome in whatever we do? No.
Buzz doesn't get enough airtime.
I know. We've heard that before.
She senses my insecurity. She's just calling in a little support. It's not a slight against you guys.
It's okay.
You're not being dissed.
It's okay.
You're
no
great.
Problem. We love
Thank
you, Buzz.
You're
we love
great,
you.
Buzz.
Thank you, baby.
You did great, Buzz.
You're great, Buzz.
You did great, Buzz.
Good job, Buzz.
Hope you enjoy it. It's the last time you'll be given the chance to read it.
Oh, no more featured performer.
Hope you enjoy it. Yeah. Next week, that bit goes back right where it belongs.
Nice job, Buzz.
Next week, that bit will be...
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, yeah, done by us.
Ah, very good. I like that jingle.
Don and Mike Show. Which one? This one, Mike?
The Don and Mike Show.
That sounds perfect.
I can never hear that one enough.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, but it's not cute.
It's pretty.
Hello, are you there?
Don and Mike.
Yes, Kelly.
I want to give a message to Buzz.
Buzz is here.
Buzz, great reading. Got to say that with that reading, makes me want to go to Yank it and get some man chowder.
Okay.
And it's officially over.
It's over now.
And
he stopped it.
And the glory.
The amateur comedian stopped it.
The glory that was the aftermath of Buzz doing the bit is over.
Right.
That guy had a chick's name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Kelly.
Yeah, right, Kelly. Right.
Hi, Kelly.
Kelly.
That's sad when that happens, isn't it? I always feel a little sad when that happens.
Sure. Right.
Well, that's the problem. When a listener really just kills it. Yeah. Because we could have gone a little longer. Sure. With it.
Drove all the way to the end of the dock.
Right.
And then fell right in.
And now he's just like, you know, hangs with the phone and just goes, I'm so funny.
It's time for Buzz. Everybody loves. It was 4 hours of Buzz.
Yes, nice job, Buzz, if that is your real name.
Way to go, Buzz. Nice job, Buzz.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Here he is.
That's me, Buzz. He made it up.
Hey, you voted him. You're American Idol. Here he is. Here he is. Go ahead, Bud. What's your lead story today, Paula?
Today?
Randy or Simon or Clay or...
Clay.
Who's
Clay, please.
It'd
be Clay today.
Yeah. Clay. What's your lead story, Clay?
Brittany throws a fitney and pulls out of a deal with NBC, plus there's a decision in the Rosie case.
Ooh! About this Brittany thing, so I won't slow you down when we get to it. Right. I'll slow you down with other stuff. But I was telling Rob today or somebody, boy, do I just feel like the dumbest. It's like all of a sudden the anvil just hit me on the head that I'm driving around today and I'm listening to one of the radio stations and I hear the song where it's like, hey, Britney, hey, Madonna. And I realize they've done a song together.
Yeah.
And then finally, this is how slow my brain works. In some cases, I thought, they kissed on the MTV Awards.
Mm-hmm.
That was like 2 months ago. I bet they knew they were going to make a record. Boy, was I pissed for a couple of seconds.
Yeah, you were like manipulated.
Well, there was nothing spontaneous about that kiss.
Feel you, Scarecrow. If you could realize that, would you?
Would you? All right, so Buzz has Britney stuff.
Yeah.
Stay tuned for news and comments
coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show, and that was very...
professional.
Yeah.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Two willful boys, Don and Mike.
Like he's not been on enough already today.
Wow, man. Has this been Buzz Day or what?
And it's time for Buzz Girdley's news and comments. Harry's news brought to you by Vermax Sexual Pleasure. And performance enhancer.
Someone call for a doctor.
Doctor developed, clinically tested. Duramax works. Get it available. It's available. Buzz, is that a visual aid you're pulling out there?
I'm going to have a visual aid for you. Yes.
Gotcha. And it's not. That's not when someone f's you in the eyes.
No.
And you get something bad.
You don't want that.
Ew. No. I thought about that for a long time. I even think about it sometimes because it's such a bad word now in so many ways.
Yes.
You know, you think of all the bad things that happen when they say.
How did I join the candy company?
Right. That was a weight loss candy, wasn't
right?
It?
Yeah, weight loss candy. AYDS. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Or when they say one of President Bush's aides.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I always.
It's amazing when they give a bad name to something that used to be good.
AIDS to the governor.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
You hear that all the time.
That sounds like what people would wish on a candidate.
Doesn't sound good.
Another thing, unrelated to AIDS.
Uh-huh.
If they say you had to beat them off with a stick,
used to be completely acceptable. Now it's like, you know, laughter ensues.
I'm sure you could do it. Mike, you know how you could do it.
How?
You took Duramax. At Rite Aid, GNC, other select retailers, try it today. Duramax. 1-888, try VMAX.
You are the SM.
That was smooth.
And that is?
Segway Master.
Hi, Bugs.
Hi, Donna, Mike. Don't even come close to messing with Britney Spears. She'll give you what for. Exhibit A. She was supposed to appear on NBC's The Today Show November 21st for one of those Friday mini concerts, but Dateline NBC recently ran a piece about Britney without her cooperation. It wasn't a bad piece. To Britney, that wasn't the point. She pulled out of her Today Show appearance on principle.
She pulls out all the time. Oh, Justin, pull out. Pull out. Pull out. I can't get pregnant. Hold on. You know, Buzz, I got a quote here.
Yeah?
From Britney Spears, from an article in the newspaper, that and I'm not going to read it out of context, just in context, it's nutty. Spears professes to be puzzled by the media obsession with her.
Here we go again.
I don't get it. It's a quote now.
Right.
I don't get it. I love what I do, she said. I enjoy singing and dancing.
Uh-huh.
I'm just retarded.
There she is again. She likes that word.
So do I. Anyway, I like any time. Anyway, that's her response. Mm-hmm. You say, well, what about the pressures, Brittany, about being the biggest star in the world? And then what are they? She says, well, I'm just retarded.
That's Brittany. That's our Brittany.
Yeah. There's also word, however, that Brittany backed out of her Today Show appearance because ABC has now offered her a holiday concert special. So now, instead of Today and Leno and Dateline, she'll be on Good Morning America and Jimmy Kimmel. It all starts tomorrow night with an interview with Diane Sawyer, who will ask her about Justin Timberlake's charge that she was unfaithful. Quoting Brittany, I'm not technically saying he was wrong.
Well, yes, Brittany, if he was unfaithful.
He was retarded.
Oh, Brittany.
He was retarded.
I'm Diane Sawyer.
I'm vamping. You're retarded.
Stop it.
Brittany also got a TV movie deal out of ABC. She's reportedly close to signing as executive producer for a movie on the network's Family Cable Channel. The movie's based on a book.
Understanding Your Vagina.
Oh, if only. No, the movie's based on a book she wrote with her mother, the semi-autobiographical
book. Right, Understanding Your Vagina.
Mm-hmm. It's called A Mother's Gift. Well, here again.
Understanding Your Vagina.
But the movie actually has no title or cast yet, but I think you've got a good idea, Don.
Yeah, retards.
Capital idea, boy.
Never mind The Matrix. The hottest movie in New York these days is the Paris Hilton sex video. There, people have held private screenings of the 4-minute hardcore highlight reel. That also features her.
Oh, I see. This is what you're showing me now?
Her then-boyfriend, Rick Solomon, yes.
Now, Mike, you saw this a couple hours earlier.
Yes,
up in
Mr.
the office.
Broyhill gave me a private screening, and it is badly lit, but
yes.
You can see that it's her, and she's having fun.
And it's grainy, but it's by no means disappointing.
She's S-ing his D, right?
Yes, a little later in the clip coming up here.
Hold on, let me just move over that way to take a look.
Yeah, Don, I found it to be captivating. I found it to be very, very interesting.
Closer to the window, perhaps? Or?
Yeah. Right,
let me just see what everybody's talking about here, Buzz. Hey, look, there's Rosie O'Donnell on CNN. Now, I'm watching this tape. She's a cute girl.
She is very attractive.
Oh, lovely, yes.
Seems good. To be a little jumpy.
Thin, yeah. She seems to enjoy being on camera.
Hey, how about that dude? Look like her dad.
Yeah.
Dude, she's doing it with. She's doing it with an old dude.
He's not that old, actually.
It's actually blonde.
Okay, now he is... Oh, my God.
Yeah.
This is like what's gross.
She's a bad girl.
A very bad girl. God bless her.
She's looking at his lap. Hold on. No, he's going to... Oh, I see.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, pal, that's where food comes out.
What no, not doing it that way.
What are you doing, pal? Oh, he's doing... No, who let the dogs out?
Right. Exactly.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, she's very cooperative.
Oh, hold on. It's moving on to the next scene now.
There we go. No, it's the same... She likes that camera, doesn't she?
She does.
She looks right into the camera.
Mm-hmm. Very proud. Again, God bless her.
And Buzz, where'd you find this on the internet?
I got a copy from Charlie as well.
Where'd Charlie find this?
He got it from a guy.
Can you go to WJFK.com and
Charlie's
get a copy
giving
of
Big Gum Jim a credit.
Yeah, probably. That wouldn't surprise me, but no, you can't get
is
it on
that,
her,
is this
her
a loop? This is just this guy crawling on her back.
Right, yeah, no, we're about 3/4 of the way through it now. It's about a 2.5-minute clip that we have.
Look at him.
Maybe 3.
And look at him, just this guy laying in bed. And
now she's looking at the camera.
There she is again. Now she has glasses on, right? Sunglasses?
I think so, yeah.
Now, you know what it is? That's that night vision stuff that you can get on a home video camera.
Right.
For low lighting, but it makes your eyes look all screwy.
She got nice teeth.
Very thin, but otherwise extremely attractive.
Nice areolas, nice... nice space between.
It's
seen enough.
Yeehaw.
Seen enough. I'd like the link, though, before I leave.
I knew you would.
You got it.
You know what? It was just good enough, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Don, wasn't it just good enough?
Yeah, it was.
Absolutely.
I've been running it.
Highly entertaining.
Been running it on a loop all day here in the newsroom.
Yeah.
And you wonder why I forgot to call my wife.
Oh, and now there she is.
There she is. That's a good girl.
There it is. Chowing down, as it were.
Okay, turn it off now.
All right.
Yeah, we've all been totally distracted.
Yeah.
I know when I saw it back a couple of hours ago,
mm-hmm.
it was pleasing. It pleased me greatly.
Captivating. Fascinating.
Did you find it entertaining?
Oh, yeah.
Highly. It wasn't like some of that stuff, you know.
How does it end, though?
Where do you think it rates on the Pamela Lee, because the lighting's probably not as good.
It's nowhere near as good as Pam Anderson's.
Right, but it's low-level lighting, and that's what it really looks like.
Pam Anderson's like Fantastic Voyage, like they had the camera inside her
cooter.
Great lighting and great special effects, like when he drove the boat.
Mm-hmm.
The video includes unprotected sex of every kind, and in a room at a Marriott, by the way, not a Hilton. You can find places on the internet where you can sign up to see it for $29.95, but give it a day or so and you'll find it free everywhere.
You say at a Marriott hotel?
Yeah, yeah. This is at a Marriott. It's a Marriott.
How about that?
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Try the Marriott burger.
I wonder if it's a room that Sam's been in.
One report says...
You know, I was thinking a good promotion would be...
Why?
But no one here would do it because no one here has a sense of humor. Yesterday was talking about the skateboarders. I think it'd be a great promotion if somehow, I don't know how this would work, but if we would have a contest to have, we've done this before, a pregnancy contest.
Uh-huh.
We've had people where it's whoever, you announce you're going to get pregnant, and whoever gets pregnant the first,
right?
They have the baby, and we give them all the room that's the baby room and all the
right.
Regis and Kathy Lee stuff.
Right.
But what if the deal was that you had to name the baby Sam? And the middle name had to be Huff. And if we offered an incredible prize, like an entire baby's room, the changing room, and like a $5,000 gift certificate somewhere, then it could be Sex for Sam. Because one time we did have a girl, actually, it was one of our What Would You Do contests, and she had a tattoo artist tattoo the words, "This is Sam Huff."
This is Sam Huff, right there.
Mm-hmm. Right there, right on her place.
You remember we got a call about 2 years later from a guy who said that he married the girl and had to sort of discover that and had to explain why it was written there.
Right.
Wow. And called, wasn't that pleased with it.
Mm-hmm. Just one of those thoughts that I was having, just like, wow, I know it's a long way to go, but wouldn't it be funny?
It would be a chuckle.
It would be.
It would be a lovely chuckle.
It would be funny.
Yes, it would.
Some people here would be mad. But
yes, and I. It was, and I think the extent of that, I'm sure, is just what you said, and probably won't go any further than that.
I don't think so.
But I sure enjoyed hearing it.
Would it be great though? And imagine that if somebody actually had a baby, and we've done this contest before.
Right? Yeah.
You see, who can be the first to have a baby? We've done that before already. But the deal is, if you want to have the baby's room and you want the $5,000 or whatever the prize is.
You have to be, legally, the name has to be Sam.
Yeah, now for a boy, it could be Samuel. For a girl,
Sam Huff, whatever.
Yeah, and for a girl, it could be Samantha.
Right. Samantha Huff.
That's middle name Huff. Is that a great contest or what?
Fantastic.
They'd never let us do it.
No, not in a million years.
No.
Right.
No. But before the other Sex for Sam, we could have done it.
Yeah. Right.
Because that was back when the lawyers all were just sleeping all the time.
Absolutely.
Yeah, now...
At their desk with a bottle.
Now they're... I always want to say this about the Infinity lawyers.
Uh-huh.
They're there for us 4 days a week.
Yeah.
And I want everybody to know that if ever anything happens on this... You should never miss this show 1 day a week. Okay. Monday through Friday, it's your best entertainment value. Mm-hmm. Consider what you're paying to listen to this show. Nothing. So, of course, it's great entertainment value. But Wednesdays are the most exciting days, and today's a Wednesday. I'll tell you why today's so exciting.
Right.
Because today's the day that Linda, the attorney, doesn't work.
How do you know that?
She takes a day off every week.
Yeah, really?
Every week
every
it's
Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Yeah.
No, how about
every
that?
Week it's Wednesday. It's the one day...
I don't know if it's golf day or...
That's right here.
As far as... Yeah, right. Hi, Chuck.
Let me have a good one answer.
As far as I know, there's no phone call, there's email, there's no nothing. We can drop the F-bomb on Wednesday, and people can call the FCC, and it doesn't matter because the attorney...
Well, the only way it matters is she'll be real mad when she gets in on Thursday.
Yeah, but on Wednesday, we're golden on Wednesday.
Absolutely.
Wednesday, here on Hump Day.
Happy Wednesday.
It's so close.
Good effing Wednesday to you.
All right. Bye, Charlie.
Thanks for calling.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling. On the Paris Hilton video, I was mentioning that you can sign up at various internet sites to see it, and one report says among those signing up so far, Sean Puffy Combs. And we'll have more about him later. But first, Rosie O'Donnell was being sued by her publisher for over $100 million. She sued back. For over $100 million.
I believe that the courts got this one right, Buzz.
Today, the judge ruled nobody gets any money.
Really?
The publisher argued that Rosie walked out and that her departure cost them money. Rosie argued she was squeezed out. And that the squeeze out plus the lawsuit damaged her reputation. The judge argued there's no reason to think the magazine would have made any money whether Rosie stayed or went. Rosie says she's very happy it's over and that she has no vengeance. She's letting it go.
She sounds angry to me.
She sounds upset.
She says she'd prefer to never speak of this again.
She's talking.
Yeah.
Keep that mouth closed.
Hey! Hey! Whoa! Don't you talk to us like that, Rosie O'Donnell.
So low down.
You go to your room, young lady.
Boy, that's a fire down below.
Larry Flint. Larry Flint says his wife told him that America would hate him if he published those nude photos of Jessica Lynch, so he's put them in a vault.
She hated me.
Told you yesterday that he's a hero. He is a hero because he's not going to be the one to show us the pictures of Jessica Lynch's teats.
Did you ever know that you're my hero? You are the wind beneath my wings.
Is that a new scooter?
Yeah, I got my new Rascal.
The Rascal?
I'm going to fly all over the place. Look, it's shaped like a... It's shaped like a penis. My new penis rascal. I'm a hero.
Larry Flint.
At first, Larry says he wanted to show the world the American soldier who became a war prisoner for the Iraqis is not as sweet as her image. But now...
Sweet.
Now he says,
me.
Quote, if Jessica wants to join the army and see the world, and if she wants to have a good time while she's at it, I'm not here to judge her.
Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane.
What is it?
It's a penis. Thank you, Rob.
Larry Flint goes on to say, to the government, though, she's been a pawn in the cynical attempt to create a hero who can sell the war. Unfortunately, the media has gone along with the administration's attempt to force-feed us this Joan of Arc.
Joan of Arc.
She's a victim of the media and the government, co-conspirators desperate to justify the war in Iraq.
You ever have her in your magazine, Joan of Arc?
Yeah, well, we had a model that was dressed up like...
What about Joan Jett?
Same thing.
Not Joan Van Ark.
Joan Van Ark did the magazine herself. She was beautiful.
What about Erin Moran?
Erin Moran from Happy Days?
Joni.
Joni loves Chachi.
Yeah,
she's done it. She actually tested.
She did.
Yeah, we didn't put the magazine pictures in.
Good for you.
She wasn't pretty enough. Thank you, Don.
You spend any time in your penis mobile?
I showed my penis to... No, I'm not saying that. Jesus Christ. Go sit down, Rob.
What, let me...
Look what he wrote.
Let me see.
What do you write?
Look what he wrote down right there.
You're not going to say.
Okay. See, that's what he wanted me to say. It's all he cares about.
Now Don has fallen down into his chair laughing.
Yeah.
You say let me just back Mike up. I wouldn't say that
Rob
either.
Rob ought to read it.
Yeah.
Why don't you read it, Rob?
I'm in agreement.
Just read it like you.
I'm in agreement, Rob.
Okay.
All right, dear.
I thought it would be funny.
Is, ladies and gentlemen, this is Rob Spiewak.
Double dare
you. Larry Flint said,
no, you can't put it in that
No, you
content.
Can, because it was written
I want
character.
You to read like you.
I showed my penis to Joan Lyman.
Oh, there it is. My God. There you go. Live with that, boy.
I don't see what's wrong with that.
She's a woman who works here.
Right.
J-Law is what we call her.
Yeah, Robbie, Robbie.
J-Law, Rob. Wow.
George Michael.
Robbie.
Crazy.
Boy, you're crazy.
That's crazy.
Interesting that Larry Flint would say what he said about Jessica Lynch being a pawn because she's feeling a bit like a pawn. She says she's disturbed that the military seemed to over-dramatize her rescue and that it spread false stories that she went down shooting in an Iraqi ambush. The military said Lynch waged a fierce gun battle with Iraqis who ambushed her company on March 23rd. She says her rifle actually jammed and that she never got off a shot. And says Jessica, despite the drama of the military video that shows U.S. soldiers rushing into an Iraqi hospital to save her, the hospital staff never resisted and even gave the soldiers a key.
Our brother is very happy.
Who's that?
John.
John Lynch.
And his mom.
Yeah, who?
I don't know, the lady in the Campbell soup commercials.
Mrs. Lynch?
John Lynch is coming to show you what a great taste you can have with Campbell's Hungry Man soup.
Not a lot of Lynches out there.
I'm running out.
I'm out.
I'm running out.
The director, David Lynch, from Twin Peaks.
There you go. You're king of the Lynches.
I'm empty, and so is my bag.
Got a mob of them now.
Hold on. To finish this, we got a break.
Quoting Jessica, I knew it wasn't the truth, but she says it never bothered her much until now, and that she does consider her rescuers heroes.
Thank you. And Larry?
Yes, Don.
We'll be right back.
Hi, Joan.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
They wish that they were prettier. Don and Mike.
Well, let me just take a moment out here. Robbie, we'll leave the spotlight on our fanfare, spotlight on Des Moines.
Oh, good.
I thought we had a real, real good chat with the general manager of our new station.
I don't think it could have gone better.
Wonder. In Des Moines. And spotlight on Des Moines. This is from today's Des Moines Register,
mm-hmm.
which I guess is the newspaper of record in Des Moines, Iowa.
That's right.
It's about flipping around the radio dials because of something adventure in Des Moines. The blah, 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 blah. Here we go. We've changed the format on the station that used to be Soft Rock.
Uh-huh.
And now it's 98.3 Wow FM.
Wow.
And then you go through the lineup. And here you go. Here's the new Wow weekday lineup. And I think you're going to love the way that we're positioned.
Okay.
The Bob and Tom Morning Show will be the sole holdover from the Soft Rock days.
Okay.
Glenn Beck is heard on more than 100 stations nationwide. He's described as a Mormon, okay. Maybe he's a moron, whose politics lean towards libertarian.
Okay.
Preston Daniels will be host of his own talk show with KRKQ veteran Kim Chase. Sean Hannity, the conservative Fox Network pundit, will be heard in this time slot as soon as a contract negotiation is resolved. The Round Guy will focus on high school sports. Round Guy will also continue his morning show on KGGO. I know you're waiting for us. We're still to come.
Jesus.
Michael Savage is the San Francisco-based radio host of Savage Nation. In August, he was fired from MSNBC for telling a caller to get AIDS and die.
Uh-huh.
Farkas said he expects a backlash for carrying Savage.
I would think.
And then the last paragraph is the Virginia-based Don and Mike show with Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara is the sort of wacky gab fest usually heard during morning drive time. So
you can't get higher praise.
Spotlight on Des Moines.
Well, I think by hearing that lineup, though, we're a perfect fit.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
I think so. My best to Preston Daniels and to The Round Guy.
The Round Guy.
The Round.
Yeah.
The Round Guy who will focus on high school sports.
Riven as our lead-in.
I guess Michael Savage is our lead-in. I mean, we're mentioned last.
Right. We're going to be on from 7 to 11.
And we are the Virginia base.
Or are we going to be on 7-11? We're
10 to 2 is what he was saying.
The Virginia.
Yeah, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Yeah. is when we're going to be
Virginia
on.
Base, Don.
Right now, aren't you still doing PM Drive?
Yeah, but we're not on right now live, though, because it's only a three-hour clear.
Yeah, but it's not bad for a Virginia-based gag fest.
Anyway, spotlight on Des Moines.
Thank you.
You know, excuse me while I touch the sky, to quote one of my heroes.
Jesus Christ.
And you got to go, well, watch it. Getting out of here, though, because my head's too big to get out the door.
I'll help you. Fantastic.
As, you know, not only has it been a lifelong dream to get to Des Moines.
Nothing like following Michael Savage, too.
But, Mike, our names are now in the newspaper of Register in Des Moines.
That's it. It's official.
Mm-hmm. The Virginia-based Don and Mike show is the sort of wacky gab fest usually heard during morning drive time.
They can't take that away from us, Don.
Oh, can I laminate that? Okay, that's all I had to hear from Spotlight on Des Moines, Buzz.
Well, finally, yesterday it was soup with a condom in it. Today it's hamburger with urine.
Oh, dear.
Recently,
This is wrong because...
You want it? Recently filed legal papers claim that about 19 workers were fired from a Burger King on the New York State Thruway for contaminating food over a period of 8 months. Maybe you remember that story.
You know who loves this.
Who?
George Michael.
God.
The legal papers say that at least once a cleaning chemical was sprayed on a burger, but mostly it speaks of human bodily fluids.
Wait, did you? I'm sorry, Buzz. Did you mention the chain? Is there a name of? Is it, you know?
Yeah, I did. BK.
Oh, Burger King.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah,
okay.
just that one on the New York State Thruway.
Yeah, New York State Thruway. You meet the nicest people there.
I'm trying to think of the names of the sandwiches. That it's, you know, of course you got the Whopper.
Right. Oh, right.
The Whaler.
That's another good one.
The Broiler.
The BK Broiler. Yeah, we'll have to work on it for tomorrow's show to come up. What would the name be for the
The Golden Burger.
Yeah, something like that. Close.
But it's got to have an ER on it.
Very
to make
close.
It work, you know.
Very close.
The that's, but you know what? That's making
that's
me laugh
one,
now.
Simple as good.
That's the one.
That's the one.
Mm-hmm. Welcome.
I know they're going to delete it out.
I know, and that
it's
sucks.
Too bad.
Yeah.
Well, can I have a number one-er? Welcome to Burger King.
Oh, always put it at number one.
I'd like it.
And you want?
I bought everything on my tester.
And a super-sized fry.
The legal papers estimate that as many as 100, quote, was finally reported by an employee who could no longer sleep at night.
George Michael.
After learning the contamination had escalated into urination.
Oh, my God. I've been on the New York State Thruway many times.
I'm Buzz Burbank. I'm a Don on Mike's show.
Thank you, Buzz.
No! No!
That's it. We gotta go. We know that was deleted out, but you know what the joke was.
Yeah.
Piss off. We'll see you tomorrow with the new episode. Good day to you,
good
sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Be a dear. Let's go.
Yeah.
Bye.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice. And I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.